Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fry talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums touch the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the system with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Woo! I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, everyone. So glad to see you guys in the house tonight. Can you guys hear me loud and clear? Are we connected? Can you guys hear me? Peace and greetings to everyone. It's so good to be in the forum tonight. Of course, you guys, we're not going to waste any time here. We're going to get ourselves situated and just get right into it. Tonight, it is a cult Q&A with Brother Panic. And so I want everyone to get themselves in position so we can get ready to dance and just welcome Brother Panic in. It's always a joy when he comes on the platform to share. And tonight is no different. Let me go ahead and let everyone know 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And, is the number to call if you want to get into the remix. So lock number in and come on in. And all you have to do, if you want to come over and come in chat, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. The chat room is open and the remix family is in, sure to make you feel welcome. If you're a guest and joining us for the very, very first time, boy, are you in for a wonderful treat tonight. And we just want to welcome you so much for joining us here in the forum. And all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom to sign up and to come on in and tell us who you are, and we'll make you feel very, very welcome. So we're getting ready to dance. And by the way, want to give a big shout out to Dr. Yu, who did the introduction and have been doing that introduction for the remix here for a very long time. He is Dr. Yu of U360 out there. Peace and greetings to you guys. Welcome to the remix. As you guys know, we were kind of getting those clear channels of up. And Blog Talk Radio, I want to give a big shout out to them and thank you to them for helping with that as well. And, all right, you guys. So here we go. We're going to listen to this music and we're going to dance. There we go. We're going to dance. Here we go. This is a selection by Brother Panic and we're going to get ready and welcome him to the forum.
Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? Hey girl, just come and hold my hand. Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? We sippin' on Merlot, you ain't gotta be my girl though. I drop you off at Willoughby and Myrtle. Smash with the Virgo, ain't got the thickest shirt off. You see me convince your homegirl though. She says her life is too hard. She says that she wanna come and deal with the guard. Promise me that she gon' play her part. Cause what I spit gets straight to her heart. And she damn fine, feet hammer time. Damn if I mind, long as the bubble in back of your waistline. I don't waste time, I gotta get on it. Just you and me, two glasses, silver patroning in the club scene where I met Miss Green Eyes. She walked by asking me, are you nice? Why? If you was, I'd be totally twice.
What's that?
Totally with a TWI. Well, here I am. Yep, I'm the man. Bartender, put a Cosmo in that girl hand. So here we standing before I begin. Homegirl made a knot out of the cherry stem. Tongue skills, yeah, I like that. Now we on the right track. Straight to my fan, I'm called Africa Black. Ever since then, she been yapping a track. Told her friends, now they hollering behind her back. Sing.
Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? Hey girl, just come and hold my hand. Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? We sippin' on Merlot, you ain't gotta be my girl though. I drop you off at Petrie and Merlot. Smash with the Virgo, you ain't gotta take your shirt off. You see me convince your home girl though. Now I was so fresh and so fly in diamonds. When I stepped up in the club, even my eyes were shining. Bling, a little cute thing said,
what's your name?
I put my necklace in her face and told her Reeves chain. Ooh, ooh, so stuck up, told me shut the fuck up, laugh. Ludacris is in the hat, ooh, ah. The needle hit the record, they was playing this song. All the ladies hit the floor and it was on. Live forever like fame, let the Leroy dance. While I'm laid back chilling in my b-boy stance. Could be a little pop locking if your girl's top dropping. But watch for cock blocking on my coochie stock outfit. But later for the ass back, throw them on the fast track. Make them swip, swap, nasty NAS, pass that. Honey in the black, cause I'm feeling a curse. He looked down at what I had and said, why only serve one when we could serve up two? And at the bathroom pad doing what the Virgos do. And these women so shy but get loud undercover. So we could have sex but I can't be your lover.
Sing!
Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and just chill with the Virgo? Baby girl, won't you come and hold my hand? Won't you come and chill out with the Virgo? Sipping on Merlot, you ain't the beef of girl though. I drop you off. The record and my voice for the beat. Virgo crew, baby, run the streets. So let's go,
let's go,
let's go
for the beat.
Let's go,
Virgo crew,
the Virgo. Let's go,
Nasty-Nine.
Let's go,
Ludacris.
And if you don't know, now you know.
All right, there you go. You guys know G-Fresh, Nas, and quite a host of others there in China with Virgo. All right, everyone. We are live in the remix. We're not going to waste any more time. We're going to get right to it. Let's go ahead and welcome Brother Panic, Big Shout Out, and Luda. That's right. Ludacris is in that song as well, too. And big shout out to Brother Panic as he joins us here tonight, live in the remix with your host, of course, Miss Blue, for a cold Q&A. Peace, Brother Panic.
Yeah, what's going on? Will, can you hear me?
Oh, yes. Can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it sounds good. What's going on?
Ah, everything, everything. Good to be here. Good to be in the remix tonight. Everybody's all nice and hype and ready to go and ready to get into it and to go for it. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so been an interesting 2 weeks because I started the class 2 weeks ago, and
okay.
The level of teaching that's going on in this motherfucker, you niggas ain't ready for. I can really assure you of that. You better prepare yourself because the shit that is going down in this class is so motherfucking magical. I'm waiting for a fucking unicorn to show up on my goddamn front lawn. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is just that serious. And, this is interesting because I got a call from Bobby this week.
Mm-hmm.
And to show you how the synchronicity works,
mm-hmm.
there's a teacher, one of the elder teachers in the conscious community, made the transition. It had to be about 3 years ago now, maybe even four.
Mm-hmm.
C. Freeman L.
Yes, yeah, we talked about him too.
Now, I've gotten transmissions from C. Freeman L. before, but he started coming back through again.
Mm-hmm.
And the information he's been giving me,
right.
I've been inputting a lot of that in the class. When I tell you it is absolutely out of this world, I'm sitting there wondering where this shit is coming from myself in this
right.
mode. Now, what's really interesting is spiritually, because me bringing the lectures, the motherfuckers really just saying, well, you need to be doing the lectures, but that's never been my bag.
Right.
My bag is more of a teacher. more than just speaking in a, because there's nothing I really want to say. But I've been always an outstanding teacher. So the lectures have been okay, but they're really taxing. I can't do them as much as I could because the spirit has told me I'm supposed to be teaching. Therefore, the class. Now, there's the C. Freeman L. was known for being extremely tall. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I was in goddamn Kroger and seeing this tall C. Freeman L. lookalike, which is a rare thing. He was extremely tall. I think his goddamn shoes was like 18 or some old wild old shit like that. I still may be cutting them short.
Right.
And, you know, this nigga, you know, when he came through before, he was, you know, he's one of them teachers, yo, brother, C. Freeman now, you do all this bowing, and then he said, well, take me to the store, let's get a 40-ounce of Old English 800, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some scratch-offs, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A real nigga. And what's interesting, when we got the channels on him before, the Moors ruled or took over Europe in the 1800s. And his drink was the Old English 800. Now, he explained a lot of shit when he made the transition, more shit than you can imagine and stuff that's been revealed over the years. Now, when Bobby called, he told me C. Freeman L. also came, was coming to them.
Yes, I spoke with him.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. And what's interesting is this is the same time I started the class. What in Atlanta...
Mm-hmm.
What was happening was there was a – Bobby Hemmett was the main lecturer in Atlanta, and C. Freeman L. taught classes in Atlanta. So it's clearly that void or that vortex of classes I'm definitely filling. So if y'all didn't hear about the classes I'm doing, I can tell you, and I'm telling you from a point of not coming from me. I'm telling you spiritually this shit is lined up because it's information for you folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's information for you, and it's coming through me through a higher, through an energy, let's just say, number one, that knows you, because this is not just a person who is enlightened. This is a person who is in the conscious community, in the same circle of the table that we sit at. So.
Yeah.
This particular class, like I said, and you're talking about me getting taxed doing these lectures, very taxing. So spiritually, they said, no, you need to do what you know you're supposed to be here to do, teach, you get what I'm saying? So this is very powerful. The shit that's coming out just in the last 2 weeks, and what I'm going to do is the people who already taken the class, I'm going to ask them, can I use them as references so you can see. You talking about people who went just in 2 weeks from A to goddamn M. And I'm going to take their asses to Z with everything you can do for your personal transformation.
Yes, beautiful.
And that's what it should have been.
And you know, that's really, really good. And one of the things I want to say here, because it does align up, I mean, even with the Kim Business class, as you know, I just finished the second Kim Business class. So this whole class thing has been coming online. I know that was a big push for me with the Kundalini Lab and the classes. And this is a wonderful time for everybody to really just get on board with these classes. I couldn't agree more. It's beautiful.
Exactly. So the so really where this thing is going on is because this is the next move that we're supposed to be getting into, because we don't want just regular talks to be just about jokes and feel-goodery. You get what
I'm
saying?
It's
time to learn something so you can activate yourself, something that you can go home and do. Now, I've been telling you that for years and giving out methodology for that for years, but we're going levels deep in this class. So
if
you want to be in this next season of classes, the classes are 4 weeks. I said 3 hours, but them shits end up being 6 hours.
Yeah, like mine.
I'm putting you niggas to bed with this shit. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is email panicpack@hotmail.com. Let me know you want to be on this this next schedule for classes. Already, people have paid for this next schedule, which will be sometime in perhaps late October. We have 2 more weeks of the first cycle, which is full. On Saturday and Sunday. When I tell you this shit isn't a game, this shit is not a game. People, I don't. If you are on the fence about this, my answer to you is stay on the other side of the fence. Because this is not for people who are playing around. This is not for people who love to be entertained by this shit and think I'm gonna be there just to make you giggle. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what you need to do, you can take the class. We're doing it over Skype. So half the class is over Skype, and they're at where you at. And so that's working very well.
Yeah.
So if you're not in Atlanta, some of the people in Atlanta, I offer them to come to the house, plenty of space, plenty of bananas and pecans and shit to eat, and you can come. You're welcome to the house. Those outside of the state, what you can do is we just Skype in. It's just as simple as that. This
right.
is some very important shit, and all this shit started to line up. For instance, 2 weeks ago, Bobby was getting these channels from C. Freeman L. And right before C. Freeman L. passed, he was putting together a chakra package.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there's a last interview, a rare interview with C. Freeman L.
Yeah, I gave it out on the show. Bobby.
Yeah, now we're going to go through it. What C. Freeman L. was calling this shit was the Rhythm of the Moors, the Grand Chakra Chart, something like that.
Yeah.
Now, this is very rare. And, in fact, Bobby had this chart that C. Freeman L. hadn't gotten out yet. And it's a whole chakra body chart, this big poster, which when C. Freeman – he started to put it out, but they stopped. Then C. Freeman L. came to him and told him to go ahead and do it with the last – with his last interview. And this is interesting because this week, this same week, is when we're going to deal with chakras in the class.
Mm-hmm.
So I urge you, and let me tell you, I would say chakras now more than ever.
Yes.
Chakras are nothing more than a ladder. And while we're focusing on chakras here, the 7-band light frequency, it's really not the focus. This is something you need to get out the way. You need to get under the balance so you can deal with greater shit. If you're still having emotional issues, then your chakras are out of balance, whether it's overactive or underactive. This particular chart from C. Freeman L. at this time, if he's pushing it so hard where he's coming to me and Bob, he wants you Negroes to have this in your house. So clearly, this is something, and this last interview, which is fucking insane. It is very much off the hook. So when this synchronicity is happening and C. Freeman L. is the one that's putting this energy behind this class, that's the shit to jump on.
Those
are the spiritual signs that you need to jump on. This shit is beyond logic. This is clear. This is clear to the point and absolutely necessary for those who take themselves seriously. So, again, call Bobby for the C. Freeman L. chakra package.
Yes.
It's called the Rhythm of the Moors, the Grand Moorish Masonic Chakra Chart. Get that shit.
Yes.
Get that shit.
He has it in chakra package, and you can just call him at 678-358-1055. Let him know you heard about it here on The Remix. We've been talking about it for a few weeks, and I know some of you already got it. If you don't have it, you need to push it at the top of your list.
He said, "What? Because of C. Freeman L. coming through, he's got some other shit he's going to add to what he was telling you before. So call him and let him know you heard it now with panic, because he's going to upgrade based upon the transmissions in the class. We had a long conversation. So he already told me that Ms. Blue's been talking about this, that has been on The Remix. But with this, he's also got some more information about this Buddha fountain that's been coming through, other information about Ganesha and Buddha's connection. So it's a whole upgrade from what he was talking about based upon us finding out about C. Freeman L. As Ms. Blue said, give him a call. Are you still there? Hello?
You can't hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Yes.
All right.
Here, I'm right here. Yes.
All right. Hear you now. All right, so as Ms. Blue said, that's the number, 678 358-1055. But what he's trying to get is this feedback based upon the new information that C. Freeman L. came through. I didn't get a chance to tell Ms. Blue, or we didn't get a chance to talk, so I can make Ms. Blue aware of what the upgrade was, the update.
Oh, no, that's fine. Go ahead. Just make sure people get it.
Yeah, just I didn't give her a chance to give the upgrade based upon C. Freeman L. coming through. This whole class thing is his. And, you know, he told me some more stuff about theories. And he's taking me deep on the spot in the class where we going in hard on information that is really impossible. I didn't even think the class would come together this fucking fluidly, but it has. And come to think, like I said, I seen this motherfucking lurch on this nigga look like the spitting image of C. Freeman L., which is a rare sight indeed if you just see a regular man of his stature and all the rest of that. So the energy is here. You get what I'm saying? So anybody into this goddamn energy work for real, better take advantage of this little gateway that's opened up. You get what I'm saying? So definitely let Bobby know you understand. You got the updates with C. Freeman L. You heard it on the remix. You heard Panic talking about it on the remix. Just put you in line because he's trying to get the feedback on the new hookup now that the little spiritual thing has been revealed what is going on. And I didn't get a chance to tell that to Ms. Blue yet, but that's what is going on. And so, again, for the class, just email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. I'll give you all the class information and when the next cycle is. So people are signing up now. So if you're interested in this, you better get on it now. Now is the time. And also, before we get to the Q&A, we also, you know, need to remember panic packs, love packs, Ganesha crystals, chant CDs, all of that stuff, you can get it at your very own neighborhood panicpack.com store at Hotmail. So you can come on get those because it's all there. Now's a good time to get that shit too because everybody who was waiting, guess what? It's all the fuck in the mail. Leave me the fuck alone this weekend. I got classes. Leave me the fuck alone. It's all in the mail. So we caught up now at panicpack@hotmail.com. So with that being said, you better get your order in now, for motherfuckers order in before your ass, and you be like, panic, I didn't get my pack yet. So you niggas need to get on it now. Now. I just sent out the last 60 packages today, and truthfully, I got about maybe 10 more that didn't go, and I'm sending them out this motherfucking week. Please believe, players. I'm tired of you niggas emailing me. You goddamn. You niggas will wait for the next season of Martin Lawrence. You know what I'm saying? But we'll not wait for a goddamn panic pack. And you're only in line with a whole bunch of motherfuckers who bought it before you. You got to understand, each time I do a show, this shit piles up. You get what I'm saying? So, and this is a one-man operation. No other Negroes want to help. So you got to understand, this is not Amazon. This is not eBay. So if you have an issue with waiting, do not buy or ask me how long your wait is. But we're going to move on.
All right. And thank you for that update. Thank you for that update. I want to make sure everyone, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're doing a cult Q&A for Brother Panic tonight. And if you guys are on the phone lines, press 1 and bring your occult questions so we can get to it. We kind of started right on time tonight, but we got in just when we needed to. So we're going to definitely...
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm getting something. Uh-oh. Did you know that Mr. Jingles is in Mount Circus in heaven? You know what I'm saying? I'll wait for y'all to catch up for that. I'll wait. Waiting. Look at Mr. Jingles go. I'm waiting for somebody in the chat room. I'm looking at the chat room. Y'all niggas need help. Mr. Jangles? Look, they like angels. There they go. There's Zen Baby's the first one. That's Michael Clark Duncan, niggas. What's wrong with y'all? Niggas right. Bojangles.
Yes,
come on,
okay.
The Green Mile.
Yes.
Don't say it now. Now after somebody done broke it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Mr. Jangles done gone. He in heaven like angels. Like angels. Niggas all late with this shit. I don't know if I could do all these Ashes. I'll see what happens if he comes through. I don't know. I wasn't a fan.
I am.
Okay, God. Oh, I hear that. Well, then, good enough. Good enough. I'll let Blue deal with that one. You know what I'm saying? Because they like angels in heaven. You know, that wasn't my thing. You know what I'm saying? that wasn't my thing. I wants to help both.
You guys
want to help.
You guys.
You know, I mean, you can't blame his. You can't blame his humanity. You know, for the shit he's done down here. You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah,
now I've heard personally that he's a actually like a real big hearted guy, you know what I'm saying?
He really is. And he actually, interesting enough, like he did bodyguard work, and he actually was one of Biggie's bodyguards before he got killed. Actually, the night Biggie got killed, he was
He was a terrible bodyguard then.
He was a
bodyguard then.
No, he
I mean, either way, I mean, like I said, you know, he definitely was used in a big ritual with that. There was another movie, you know, Dirty Rotten School for Scoundrels, you know what I'm saying? After he still became Michael Clark Duncan, you know, they had him put on a dress, and throughout the whole movie they gagged of how he was raping raping the men. So, I mean, they definitely used him in a ritual, you get what I'm saying? Now let's ponder this for a second, because we already done talked about how, and you can find that in the Dogon book, what you so-called do in imaginary and in play and all the rest of those things, those things are real in the spirit world. So that was really done. You got to look at that as well. Now, what I do know from the spirit world is that if you're ignorant of it, but if aware of it, you get what I'm saying? Ving Rhames, I would see these type of things, let's say, and usually it's taken out, and you still have a hard, confusing life when you're aware of it. For instance, Ving Rhames, Pulp Fiction, you know, he's raped in the ass, but in Chuck and Larry, in the movie, you know, this nigga put a tattoo over his ass, got in the shower with naked men, and fucking bent over, shaking his ass, singing, "I'm Every Woman." But before that, he did Willie Lynch movies, you get what I'm saying? That's a guy who's aware. Wesley Snipes, whose production company is Amun-Ra, who studied with Kwesi and Dr. Ben and the rest of them, he asked, I'll just say one of the concept guys, should I do this movie, that one where he dressed up as a woman? And they told him, now that you're aware and understand this conscious shit, you become responsible for it. And then you seen what happened to Wesley. You get what I'm saying? Because it still does have a spiritual impact. Now, usually if they're not aware of this, you get what I'm saying? There's the concept of God protects babies and the ignorance. So it's that same thing. You can't fault him for at the ceiling of his reality is he's just a human doing human things, thinking this is fun. So it's no offense where there's a whole world saying, damn, he played John Coffey. This has more of an impact on our societal standing. You get what I'm saying? Stephen King, who is a racist, wrote this movie, and they know what it is. You get what I'm saying? You know, saying shit when he's seeing Fred Astaire's old stiff ass dancing, they like angels in heaven. All of this fits into a Willie Lynch subconscious motif. So it's done by design. So he was used in the ritual. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and basically he's acting based upon his size. It's not like we see him do some Shakespeare shit. Let's be real with it. You know what I'm saying? And usually the ones that come through have a artistic impact. We may like them because we like the movies, but let's be real here. This is not a personal fucking cheerleading thing.
Oh, right.
It's not a cheerleading thing. You know, we may like them because we like the movies. See, nobody's saying nothing because Sherman Hemsley died, which was a little bit more powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But, But
yeah.
they got Sherman Hemsley in the ritual. So you kind of balance it out. I mean, Sherman Hemsley did a
he's still in a ritual. He's still in a ritual because he still has to bury it.
That's a more serious ritual. We're talking about the Hollywood ritual where Howard Stern had him in a hot tub. Well, he was in that Dave Chappelle movie, not Half Baked, the other one he did with Eleanor Stitch and the little Danny DeVito. He was in a hot tub. He was playing a gay man in a hot tub with this white dude and all of that. But there's a scene, you can't find this on YouTube, Howard Stern used to do specials, and they had Sherman Hemsley in full drag. You get what I'm saying? Now, right before he died, I was watching goddamn Surreal Life. He did a season of that. That was a cool motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, he still gave us this George Jefferson, you know, moving on. Niggas could do. So it's not bad or good in that context. You get what I'm saying? Because you're still working in their machine. But this, you know, it is what it is. Take it what it is. But thousands of motherfuckers die every day just because they were on TV doesn't mean that they got some special ache coming. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
If you like them, you like them. You know what I'm saying? For me personally, I didn't dislike them, but I always felt that he was in movies for his size. You know what I mean? And his in what he was visually more than an actor. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the story. He was a famous bodyguard for many people, and he was in a lot of movies as bodyguards. His first one was actually the Bruce Willis movie, and him and Bruce Willis were friends. He used to work for Bruce Willis in Demi. Bruce Willis is the one who told him to do the John Coffey role, and he said it will change your life, and of course it has. In that movie, if you want to look at the ritual, he served every single white person in that movie. And they still killed them for it. You get what I'm saying? If you just read the Willie Lynch, that was a straight Willie Lynch ritual. You get what I'm saying? Now you can look at the metaphysics in there. He was Jesus, and that's how they get you. They show a nigga doing super duper stuff, and we like look at his super duper, but we don't look. But the stuff that they layer it in. See, they made him super on their terms. Because if you look at fucking Forrest Gump's dumbass, you get what I'm saying? He just clomped his way throughout the movie, who's a lovable character that we all love. But this goddamn guy was with the president, fucking made $1 million, has Bubba Gump, fucking took over the world as a goddamn ping pong player. You know what I'm saying? He's this lovable halfwit. You know what I'm saying? So you got this black halfwit. You know what I'm saying? The best he could do is ritual. He grabbed what's his name's balls in there. I wants to help and all of that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking him sitting there with them fucking white people. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking holding them little white girls. I tried to take it back. All of that. That's fucking ritual. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he got used like everybody else. I just never, you know, I'm sure he was a wonderful guy. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing that could stop his transformation, if you will. But usually for me, that type of level of energy doesn't communicate with me. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it doesn't communicate with me.
It communicated with me only because, I know we're going to get the Q&A. I see you guys jumping up and down. Is that even when he was just really doing that work with the Green Mile was really just symbolic of the heart chakra and that opening up. And so his transition, you know, came at that time of really opening up that Green Mile, opening those things up.
I didn't see that, all of that. I seen it opened up Tom Hanks' heart in that movie. And like somebody saying like he had a big heart, a big giant, and an OMAC head. That's, I mean, we're the OMACs. We're the people of the heart. I mean, if you look at everyone, that's what I pointed out. If you look at everyone in some sort of way who dies, you know what I'm saying? That's what we here to do. We're here to come and go. Just because they were on TV, we're having this conversation. Now, the Green Mile, Stephen King wrote this. He's a known racist. So we can look at it that way. Shit, he was in the movie The Island, where they took out his heart in the island, and he's yelling on the floor. It was real heartbreaking. I want to live. Watch The Island. It's the same heart thing.
Yeah, it's the heart thing.
Same heart thing. I mean, like I said, we could find metaphysics in everything.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But what I'm looking for is shit that's going to help us go to the next level. You get what I'm saying? I'll show you email. Niggas broke down with Mythology, The Wire. Niggas broke down with Mythology, Beloved. You get what I'm saying? We can go crazy with this shit. You get what I'm saying? We can go crazy with this shit. Just because the niggas got a big head don't make him a goddamn OMAC. You get what I'm saying? Or OMAC thing. We know who we are. We should be past the self-esteem stuff. You get what I'm saying? That movie was created for no other reason to show them controlling your power. Simple as that. And in the end, and in the end, Tom Hanks' heart chakra was open because he's still an old man feeding Mr. Jingles. But their hearts wasn't open enough to save him from that chair with all the amazing shit they was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they just had him destined to be a slave. But it is what it is.
You know,
I mean, if goddamn Holly Hobby and the Cookie Monster are talking to you, have a conversation.
That's right. All of these things really help us go to the next level. You know, metaphysics, all of these things, the occult, all of these things. So, yeah, really good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. Indeed. So who else died? Didn't somebody else die?
Quite a few people have made their transition. I know you mentioned, we talked about Sherman Hensley. There was also, I'm trying to think of who it was. It was a sister who just recently passed away, who was, she did something with acting, writing. I kind of ran across it. I couldn't think of it. Maybe somebody in the chat room will talk about somebody who has. But I guess if they haven't come to you, you know, then maybe.
Well, I know also Chris Lighty, who I actually knew back in the days. You know, the pressure got to him, so he killed himself too. So there's a lot of motherfuckers just checking out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all good. Like, you know what I'm saying? We're making this big deal about death too. We need to think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just cause, you know what I mean? Like I said, usually when someone comes at least the transmissions I've been getting, when someone comes down, they may be a lovely person, but when someone comes down and they come with something that you've never seen before, and we'll just take Jimi Hendrix, or even Prince for that matter, or Whitney Houston, usually they're displaying, they came down here not to be. Because we was having this debate today, me and Rob, is Will Smith a god? Somebody's like, oh, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett are gods. Well, we're all gods. But the realization, God, what a god and goddess means, it's a realization. It's a level of alchemy. Just being black and having melanin, that doesn't cut it. Just having this conversation, that doesn't cut it. In fact, in class, there's a lot of people who are now enlightened on what the work really is. Because we always just say, well, we got to do the work. Well, that's what they're getting, how to do the work. So you have some people who came here just to display a god power, not really to do the alchemy. So then it became, well, are we doing something better than Will Smith? Well, we're doing a different work. People here are supposed to be doing alchemy. They're supposed to be transforming themselves or coming to Earth to separate away from themselves in a context of ignorance to therefore study and transform it. Will Smith and them, they came because if you become this god out of consciousness, then you'll be able to recognize how this poor boy from Philly became this $20 million a movie guy. Or this tall dude that could probably only be a bodyguard became a multimillionaire in movies. And with a good heart. But Rob said his business in California, one of his clients was Michael Clark Duncan. He said he tipped $100 bills like niggas tip ones. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about a bad person or whatever.
Oh, no.
He's a lovely person, I'm sure.
Right.
But
everybody is.
Usually the transmissions, usually the transmissions that at least I want to look for, because everybody dead will talk to your ass if you allow it.
If you allow
it. Are the ones that came down here with a specific craft to display that craft. For instance, like, you know, we were saying James Brown. This is something Bobby was saying one time and saying it to me, not in a lecture. He said, James Brown is a god, but I wouldn't trust him to pay my light bill. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it, you know, we it, all this, he's a good-hearted guy, and his head looked like Hanneman and all that shit. That's nice, but that's more self-esteem shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, okay, you look like Hanneman. You know, you say that to him, what the fuck does he know? You're supposed to know it, but that doesn't mean it. The idea is that they're here displaying certain shit that is insane, out of this world. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
That's beyond, it's magical, for lack of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you kind of say, okay, if someone can retain this power just to come here just to display that, you get what I'm saying, to beat all these odds, for sure. In fact, that's why they do all of these rituals in the
right.
movie. Because
right.
they're shutting down this god power, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just a throwaway. They may look at him and see an OMAC head. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And they may look at him and see this big, this kind-hearted man that's you know, you get what I'm saying? But that's not what they're trying to display or show. And he may be not wise enough to turn that down. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Wise enough to see what they're doing. Like I said, mm-hmm. and spiritually, I know you can get away with it. I've seen ass whippings come down the pipe for motherfuckers who know. Wesley Snipes is the prime example. You get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Right.
Is the prime example. You know what I mean? They'll shut it down. So
mm-hmm.
I guess all of that to say, you know what I mean? You know, if he's talking to you and you had a joyous experience, and I'm saying all this because people ask me, what did Michael Clark Duncan say? Nothing. Who even says he's interested in saying something to me? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Who even says he's interested? You get what I'm saying? So it seems like when everybody dies, and this is why I'm going in on this, Patty,
yeah.
what did they say? Well,
yeah.
if they were so yeah. inspirational to you and they were so OMAC to
right.
you,
and let them talk.
Go get them. Go get them.
Yeah.
Go talk to them. What's stopping you? Listening to the fucking remix for fucking 4 years now, what's stopping you? You get what I'm saying? So
right.
they're so inspirational. Me, what I'm putting out in the ears, usually the ones I talk to, they were phenomenons on the planet. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
this guy may be a phenomenon to you. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, have at it. You get what I'm saying? Have at it. You know what I mean? Shit. I have too much shit to do to talk to every motherfucker.
For real.
Have
yeah.
at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're talking as these people were conscious. Because they meant something to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is a regular guy. You know what I'm saying? For the money, sweethearted, but they're sweetheart Christian dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they die every day, too.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I want to talk to a motherfucker who's miraculous. That's
mm-hmm.
what I want to do. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I want to talk to a miraculous motherfucker, Bob Marley. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers still worshiping his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real. I mean, we need to stop faking ourselves trying to be all nice all the time. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? We need to be real. By next fucking month, y'all going to forget all about this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's real.
Yeah.
That's what's real. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? We keep fucking fooling ourselves with this nice ashe shit. You know what I'm saying? let's get down to some real business here. And the reality is, you know what I mean? Certain motherfucker was just in the movies. You know what I'm saying? You never heard about this guy. You know what I'm saying? If you never heard about this guy, you know what I mean? And you only know him from movies. Some may have met him and heard about this. You only know this motherfucker in the movie. You don't know what he is. He could be a horse raper. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
You never know. He could be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So just simply, you know, talk to him because he's Michael Clark Duncan. I would hope we're a little bit more sophisticated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, or talk to him yourself. Why are you asking me? You know what I'm saying? That
yeah.
type of thing.
Right.
All right, so let's move on from this shit. Because
all right, you guys, live in the remix with Brother Panic, of course. We're doing a cult Q&As tonight. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. I know, horse racer. Press 1 when you get on
right.
the phone if you have a question for Brother Panic. So we're going to go to the phones and see who has a question. We're going to go to the first caller, and it looks like from area 408. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Call it in. I need to log in right here so I can get in.
408.
Keep the
this is the one you do. Okay. 408 is a little busy. We'll look to the next.
He's raping horses.
You know what? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area 754. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 754. All right, let's go from the bottom. Maybe some of your hands are up and you just don't have a question. We'll go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Blue?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Jay. I'm calling out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Greetings, Jay. You got a question for Brother Panic?
Yes. What's going on, Brother Panic?
Hey, what's going on, Jay? How's everything, brother man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Thank you.
All right.
My question is along the lines of ritual work. And it's more along the light. My question is about the approach. My understanding is it's better to, let's say, put the intention out there or pray to a God, the God within. So, like, how...
Pray to a God who?
To the God within, you understand? Instead of, like, expanding outward, more so of going within. And so my question is about the approach to that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'll keep it real simple. As above, so below. All you're doing is all the gods within, all the names within, the fucking colors within, are nothing but light and energy. So all you're doing is contacting the energy that's in frequency with whatever it is you're trying to contact. There's a cosmic version and an inner version. You get what I'm saying? What you're trying to do is you're trying to make contact through the ritual with the energy within you or the cosmic energy outside of you to line it up with whatever it is you need. So the approach is first understanding what it is you're doing. There is no actual God. There is no actual God outside. That's just what we're calling these energies. We're taking energies and deifying them. So you're using your magnetism, the same shit they taught you in Laws of Attraction. You're using your mind to put yourself in the energy for the battery that you need. So you're either invoking or evoking. So depending on what it is you're trying to do, you get what I'm saying? So if you are trying to become Hanuman, you're invoking the energy in you. If you're trying to get Hanuman's energy, you are evoking the energy around you. You get what I'm saying? So there is no right or wrong. It's about knowing what the hell you're doing. You get what I'm saying? So you need to, the mindset that you need to have is understanding what Hanuman is, the energy that it represents. And the ancients told it in story form so we could have an earthly understanding of a abstract form of energy that we are trying to take control of in our lives. You get what I'm saying? A ritual is nothing but a process you go through to make contact with that energy. So there's candle magic, there's divination, there's meditation, there's all sorts of tarot cards, chem deck. What you're doing is trying to line yourself up with the energy called a god or a goddess to therefore feel that power, that battery, then direct the energy for whatever physical result that you need.
Yes.
Cool?
Cool.
All right. So any ritual you do, any candle magic that you do, what you first you try what you, to have the mentality that you need, you first need to understand what it is you're doing, what it is you're trying to accomplish, and what deity speaks to that energy.
Okay.
My advice, as I give in class, do not shoot low. Shoot for prosperity instead of rent check. You hear what I'm saying? Because if you shoot and deal with the energy of prosperity, if you deal with the energy of prosperity, then the money follows you. If you're tapping into the energy of money, you're tapping on a low level of prosperity. Money is a subdivision of prosperity. So if you're trying to hit low, money is quite elusive. And not to mention your entire life here, chasing it, means you're tapping into the mind control that puts you behind money. Mm-hmm. If you tap into the part of your mind that understands that you are more than what it is these appearances are, more than these appearances, that prosperity is belongs to you, that you are the master of prosperity, that you are the sheer definition of prosperity, then all that other shit trickles down the pipe. You get what I'm saying? So shoot for higher energy. Shoot for have stars in your eyes when you do shit. Do it, as I pointed out, for the sake of knowledge and doing it and mastering the energy. I get with this shit not just to try to control my life. I make it become my life, and then my life becomes under control. So you do it just to learn.
Okay.
And if you was in the class, you'll be taking notes right now on that one, kid. Because that's serious. You get what I'm saying? Is that serious?
I ain't taking notes.
I'm good. But you would fill your pad up if you was in the class, because I talk for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? They had to stretch your niggas out the goddamn dining room. Touch with me. Stretch them out, kid. And no matter how many bananas I offer them, it's not waking them up, kid. This shit is really that serious. So now I'm in fucking like Prince in Purple Rain. I'm in rare form, kid. I've been doing a lot of teaching. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing a lot of teaching for this last couple of weeks, and there's 6 hours per day, and I do 2 days. So you told me we already did 24 hours, kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm in rare form like Prince. You know what I'm saying? Purple Rain, you know what I'm saying? Strawberry Beret, you know? This shit is a hit. This is the greatest album, you know what I'm saying, of the 80s, you know what I'm saying? And by the next class, where I get sharp, we talking Thriller. You get what I'm saying? Thriller. Fuck around might be Steely Dan by the third class. The Eagles, you know what I'm saying? Because this shit is real serious business. So... doing the class has made me sum up how to approach shit. So y'all in for it tonight. You need to understand that. Y'all in for it. So what you need to do first is understand at the ground level what energy is. And that has been truly defined for us as the Encyclopedia of Deities, where you get 1,000 pages of just energies described for your ass. And mythology is the story of how these energies interplay. And once you start dealing with energies, then you fuck with certain types of rituals and types of things. Anything you can find out of a book or make skipping a rock up the street is good enough to be a ritual. But you're energizing yourself for whatever it is your cause is. And you can just go back in the remix and find 1,000 deities for 1,000 reasons. Not that only I've given out, that I'm sure Miss Blue has given out, Bobby has given out, and anybody else doing this type of work. All right?
For sure.
All right, brother.
Thank
all right,
you.
I appreciate that.
No doubt.
All right, y'all.
Peace and love. Peace. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 857.
Energizing yourself for whatever it is your cause is. And you can just go back in the remix and find 1,000 deities for 1,000.
857.
857. He's been called yet.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
For sure. All right, brother. All right, I appreciate it.
That's how I sound.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857. If you're joined in the remix, please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 857.
He's sitting out a question mark on. Is it me?
Oh,
All right,
we can go past 857. They must be had to go take a little break real quick. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
No, this is me again.
Oh, that's you again. Hold on. Calling in from area code 407. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and calling from. 407? Y'all are not on it tonight. I do need you, if you're in the chat room and you're on the phone, then you need to cut your speakers off so you can hear us in real time if you're on the phone. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hey, greetings, hey, Ms. Blue. This is Brandon.
Greetings to you, Brandon. How are you? Greetings.
Hey, I'm fine. Remember we spoke the other night?
Yes, Brandon, I do remember we spoke the other night. You called in. You have a question for Brother Panic?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, how you doing, Brother Panic?
Hey, what's going on, Brandon?
Hey, I'm all right. Yeah, I got a few questions for you. Like, I just got put on to all of this metaphysics and melanin and all this stuff. And I've been doing a lot of reading on Kundalini, and the more I read up on it, like the more like weird like things were happening to me. And by listening to your show and listening to Ms. Blue, I haven't been scared like about the stuff that's been happening to me. It's just like I don't really understand like what's going on, because like, I understand what you're talking about, like, it's been the Matrix, because I'm 22, and, like, I'm just really coming up out of, like, really the Matrix. My eyes been open, like, but it's like I'm trying to open up my third eye. So, I just need to know the right steps or, like, what I need to do, because I try to meditate a lot, and I just hear songs in my head. And Ms. Blue said it was, like, some messages, some spirits talking to me. But sometimes I just believe it's me just by listening to rap so long and listening to all these crazy songs, and I can't get out and focus.
No. You know how Miss Blue is. I'm not going to let you misquote me, and I'm right here. And I'll let Panic speak to it. What I told you is that if you start to meditate and a song comes into your head, depending on what you're meditating, that's something for you to study, because there's messages in everything. And so don't look at it just like you listening to it as the song, but it may be telling you, for instance, a particular rapper or a particular singer, that they have information that can line up some synchronicities that are going on in your life at the time that's happening with you. So, yeah.
Okay.
Music, the word universe, uni means one, verse means song. So you ever heard universal is the music? Music is the universal language.
Yeah, I heard that before.
That is because you're making contact with these energies, and because, as you pointed out, you haven't gotten deep into your pineal work, it's trying to yell to you in the best way it could, in the best way it could reach you. So you yourself said, "I listen to a certain amount of music all the time." So that's your own. This, all the stuff resides within. This stuff that resides within is what is telling you to learn about Kundalini, learn about melanin, learn about metaphysics, learn about pineal, learn about your chakras. So it's trying to communicate to you in the best way it could. And evidently, if you are a music lover, like you said, that is the best way. The more you deal with it, the more complex and detailed that will come. But what you first need to know is you pay attention, just like Ms. Blue told you the first time, to everything that comes to you.
Okay.
Because everything that comes to you matters. Otherwise, it couldn't come to you. In fact, explain to me where else could it come from if it came out of your own mind.
Nowhere. It can't go.
Right. Which is another way of saying your own mind. So quite simply this. Most people who first get into it, because you were in the Matrix, your subconscious mind, which is the true mind, we don't even trust it anymore. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And your subconscious mind is not your logical mind. It doesn't necessarily have a logical conversation with you. It will sing to you. It will show you images, pictures, and synchronicity, which we've been calling coincidence. It is lining you up with all that you need. But because you were in the Matrix is telling you that the songs are bullshit. So the first thing you need to do is trust in yourself, because to be conscious is another way of saying what I've been doing thus far hasn't been working for me. I've made things work in spite of. So you need to have a straight conversation with your subconscious mind and say, I have been neglecting you, and I apologize. Please, I am all ears. Explain to me what it is I need to do to put myself wherever I need to be, and it will guarantee to tell you that. First, you need to understand, basically, you have your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and your unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is the part of your mind that just flinches when you're in danger, that blinks, your autoconscious. It knows to climb up on your mother's belly and get at that titty when you're first born. Your subconscious mind is your true mind. It holds information from many lifetimes, and it is packed with information from this lifetime mostly, and it runs you. So the trauma that you have, that you consciously cannot remember, your subconscious mind never forgets. So you may be scared of dogs and not consciously remember that you were attacked when you was little. The conscious mind was to line it up with a computer, is RAM memory, and your subconscious mind is storage. So everything in your computer is in your hard drive, storage. Everything that you are using on your computer is in random access memory, meaning that it's things that you're dealing with now. So what you're dealing with now is still on your subconscious mind. What you're trying to do when you get into metaphysics, the occult, or any of that stuff is try to go beyond your conscious everyday mind, which is the matrix. And that matrix is also called your ego, and it wants to live. So when you take a step towards kundalini, melanin, chakra, metaphysics, occult, that conscious mind that you have says, oh no, we cannot have this, because you are killing me. You are trying to reprogram me. You get what I'm saying? Reprogram me. So it will fight back. It will tell you, guess what? It ain't nothing but a rap song, player. Don't even worry about it. You get what I'm saying? You need to understand this is very important information. Around here, and I've told this story before, I'm known for trickery with fake mics. You get what I'm saying? I'll get a fake mic and scare everybody in the house. So much so, they know me for that. When we were at the last lecture with Brother Wayne, a real rat fell out the ceiling. And you know what they said? How did Panic get a rat up there? Because their subconscious mind has been programmed to, when they actually see a rat, the subconscious mind surpassed the conscious mind, and the first thing they said, panic. So when you surpass your conscious mind with ritual, meditation, chanting, sigils, glyphs, deity, energy work, chakra work, when you pass this conscious mind, your first thoughts now will be magical thoughts or spiritual thoughts. So everything that comes down the pipe, or the majority of things that come down the pipe, will be spiritual reactions first, because you have to reprogram your mind control.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're doing here. You are under mind control. We all are. Even the best case scenario, somebody created that world from you. Your mother told you, wash your balls every night, and you did it. Brush your teeth. And those may be good advice, but you really, if you was a child, you wouldn't wash your balls. You eat cookies every night. You'll push old ladies down the steps. Somebody told you that was right or that was wrong. Say thank you. Sit up straight. A man does this. A man doesn't do that. And women have it worse. A lady crosses a leg. A lady doesn't do that. A lady does this. A lady doesn't do that. White from front to back, not back to front. You get what I'm saying? And, and this may be good advice.
Right.
It may be exactly what you need. We're not talking bad or good, but we need to understand. What you cannot separate from is you've been programmed to think that's morality. You've been programmed to say, you don't marry no 12-year-old kids. But in India, the motherfuckers is marrying at 8 years old. What's right or what's wrong? So you have to rebuild what you think is right and wrong. And what you're doing in your magical world, you're trying to get into what you call the unreality. So you have to shut down what you call reality. You get what I'm saying? Your fucking manners. Your manners have been made for you. You get what I'm saying? You have been taught.
Do this count? Like, I know how one time I was listening to you, you said you had to change your reality. So now, like, when I'm going to the boxing gym, I'll be thinking like I'm walking on rocks on Saturn, or I'll be flying, or when I see cars going past me, I look at them as like meteorites. Like, is that a good state of mind to be
that's
in?
That's the best thing you could do, and I wish you could teach a whole lot of other motherfuckers that have been sitting around doing this shit forever that's what it's all about. See, but what's going to happen to you, and what I hope does not happen to you, you'll study more and more, and you'll get in more social situations, and you'll see people ain't doing what you do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you'll start shutting it down to become fucking logical. You get what I'm saying? That's the wrong fucking move. You get what I'm saying? You need to understand your logic is your conscious mind. Your imagination is your subconscious mind. And whatever you can imagine can become your reality. Most of us have shut down the imagination for some shit that they can kick to the next nigga about fucking Kundalini, the OMAX, chaos theory, or whatever the fuck. A whole bunch of shit that doesn't change you but makes you feel more fucking intelligent, and you absolutely go nowhere. You get what I'm saying? So you need to see yourself. They tell you, you cannot get into heaven but like a child. They're talking about the imagination, not no fucking dumbass kid walking around here. They're talking about the imagination. They're talking about a child would lead them. They're talking about the same mind you had when you was a child. You get what I'm saying? Creating. Imagination. Knowing. Believing. Believing in what it is you know. Or know something, then believe in it. And make it real. Have a fucking invisible tea party. Who's stopping you? You get what I'm saying? You were told in school to stop daydreaming. You get what I'm saying? So you are doing, you are creating your worlds. You are creating the reality that you deserve, that you want. You get what I'm saying? That you need. So that is the process. And then as you study more, what you should understand is how advanced your imagination is.
Yeah.
How advanced you can use that for work.
Mm-hmm.
You see, for instance, I'm getting an email now, and I won't blow up the name. Panic, what up? Yo, did you talk to Michael Clark Duncan since he made the transition? So, believe you me, my rants don't just mean nothing. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to ask that person, did you talk to him since he made the transition? Shit, nigga, I died 3 days ago. I'm not interested in talking to nobody named Panic. Don't think when I go, me and y'all gonna be having conversations. I'm going to live it the fuck up. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not just talking to you, bro. I'm just saying in general. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna be, wait a minute. Panic's coming through on the remix on Friday. Nah. I'm gonna be fucking inches deep in some cosmic ass, just living it up. You get what I'm saying? Waiting for Khadija to come so I can wipe it off and be a married man again. You get what I'm saying? And that's what's real. You know what I'm saying? Don't think everybody wants to talk to you. You get what I'm saying? And I don't want to talk to everybody. But if you do, I mean, I've been telling motherfuckers how to do this, what book to get, since I started talking.
Right.
So how would you ask me, what am I doing? What are you doing? You get what I'm saying? What's stopping you? You get what I'm saying? So you can go as far, and you create whatever reality if you want. You get what I'm saying? It's not up to me or anyone to define your reality. That's the first thing. This is your path. You are here to do what you came to do. You get what I'm saying? You are here to do what you... The method that we have forgot was how to use your right brain. Because white folks, the ceiling on their power is logic. But in Egypt, that was looked at as a very low function. It was looked at as an earthly function. So now we have taken logic, reason, and made that the ceiling on our goal here. Because they told you Einstein was the smartest motherfucker in the world, and this was the greatest thing. When you are Einstein or a lawyer or have your master's or your fucking your fucking GED, you know what I'm saying? Or your GED. And you seem to be revered and respected, but this is because you're dealing with a low-level reality. Your imagination, intuition, your knowing, your feelings, and your emotions, these are all tools and forms of intelligences that you must master. We are lacking in that area because we put, even conscious folks, and especially conscious folks, because we put all our energy into logic. I'm thinking that this is supposed to make you smarter. No. You need to know where the logic stands, what the logic is about. I could give motherfuckers a very logical, very book smart lecture or class because I've mastered that enough, not as my ceiling, as something to get the fuck out the way so we can get down to true business, which is in the right brain. I already explained you'll see Egyptian statues with their left foot forward because what they're trying to tell you in symbology to the subconscious mind, the right brain controls the left side of the body. So they're telling you to step into that magical world. You must step through the right brain or the feminine energy. It's some simple shit. So you sitting down there breaking shit down in status messages only tells me that was very powerful, maybe, and that status message was very profound, but no work was done here. You hear what I'm saying? No work was done here. So you using your imagination is the key, but then you want all these rituals, candle magic, for example, is one, or just methodology for you to focus your imagination and creative thoughts to create, to put more energy into that thought so you start to see it trickle down into this third-dimensional reality, or what we're calling a third-dimensional reality. Following?
Yes.
So walking around seeing meteorite cars is hot shit.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right, yeah. Brandon.
Okay, but
anything that comes out your mind, don't throw it away. What Ms. Blue was telling you is, how dare you ask something from your spirit, and it tells you the way it tells you, and then you say, well, maybe that's not that. That's like sacrilege in what it is you're trying to do. That's going against the grain. So you need to, she was telling you, pay attention to it. Write it down and see what it means. You may not know what it means now, but it may mean something
that's
later.
Right.
Because it don't be like, it don't be whole songs. It just be always a piece of it going. This is
good enough.
Itself, a piece of it. Like, that one piece.
Pieces, songs have changed people's worlds. And they're called Cleon messages that you get. And sometimes you could be thinking about something or pondering something and cut on the television, you could hear it. Or it could just, the songs come to me all the time. That's one form of that. We all have our way, like Brother Panic was saying, that we communicate with spirit. And songs, signs, symbols, sometimes I see my sister, when I see my mother, I know different things when these energies come up. I even know when I'm in somebody's Akashic record reading and I see Brother Panic, I know what that means to me. You're going to have these things. You're communicating what's in your data bank. So music is there. If music is something that really makes you feel uncomfortable, then you're going to have to put other things in your data bank till you can get yourself to where you trust you. Because ultimately, like Brother Panic is saying, it's you giving you the message.
You're going to have to trust yourself. Anything that comes out of your mind is nothing alien. What comes out of your conscious mind is built for you. What comes out of your subconscious mind when you're doing this work is what it is. You got to remember, what you're communicating to is something a little bit more abstract than your conscious mind. So it's going to come to you in an artistry way. Music is a supreme art. Pictures.
Why is the phone echoing?
I don't hear an echo on my end.
I don't know. I hear an echo also.
Yeah, echo. And people are hearing it. All right, it sounds normal now. Anyway, you're contacting. Listen to what I just got finished telling you. You're not contacting something that's logical in your mind. You're contacting the right brain, which is artistry. So it speaks to you in music, in art, symbology, in feeling. It speaks to you that way. Your conscious mind speaks to you in logic. Go to the fucking store, buy a frame. All right, that's fine, and that may be spiritual, but it's speaking to you in those terms. You
You need not be trying to change what your mind has for you. I talk about this all the time. You need, and I know you said you're new to it, and I'm not really getting on you. I'm just explaining it so everyone could hear this.
Okay.
Which, what I told you, you need to be, you don't need an agenda. You get what I'm saying? You need to accept this wherever this goes. You need to have an unconditional love and an unconditional readiness to receive. You need to believe in what it is you're doing enough to accept however and whatever comes, in whichever way it comes. So to have no agenda when you do this means you don't expect it to come any way. It could come in every way. As a scientist, and that's what you're becoming, if you're studying this, you're supposed to look at all incoming data and analyze it as such. So you throw nothing away and you don't expect anything. You, if that shit comes to you as white people singing the Sound of Music, deal with it.
Right.
Deal with
it. If you're walking down the street and the dog barks twice, deal with it.
If you're on a bus,
here we go.
If you're on public transportation and you shot on yourself, deal with it. Deal with it.
Now, is tattoos, is that important? That was my last question. Like tattoos, a lot of people get like crazy tattoos and really don't know the meaning. Now, do them tattoos really have an effect on their life?
Yes, because actually a tattoo is trying to remind yourself. So what you just did is prove exactly what I've been saying all night. I said the right brain talks to you in what? Artistry and pictures. So there's how many hookers have you seen with an onk on their ass that don't know nothing about it? Logically, they're saying it looks pretty, but their subconscious mind is trying to remind them. You get what I'm saying? Trying to remind them. So all of this is the same subject. It's your subconscious mind telling you, goddamn. So if they consciously don't know what it means, but subconsciously they know what it means.
No.
Subconsciously, again, is why I'm telling you, you need to understand the concept of the subconscious mind. So when it is singing to you, you need to understand how important that is. If you're dismissive to that, you're going to find yourself walking yourself into that left brain, and you'll just be another guy on Facebook with a hot-ass status message, but really empty inside because you're getting all this information and you don't realize it in your life. You get what I'm saying? You don't realize these things. So the realization comes right brain. So these people, like my stepson, he has all this conscious shit on his arm. And this nigga don't know how to wash the dishes on time. You get what I'm saying? But I know he's a god. You get what I'm saying? He knows he's a god. He's showing you on his own, consciously. You know what I'm saying? This nigga don't know how to lock the top lock. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This nigga tells me, well, you know, this neighborhood is, there was a robbery. I said, all right, let's get a motherfucking ADT. I'm like, this shit don't work. If you don't lock the door, motherfucker, you the one telling me to get this shit. You know what I'm saying? He got angst and all sorts of shit all over him. He knows. See him in the spirit world doing shit and all that kind of shit. So, listen, our essence is a God force, which means you've unintroduced yourself to that, and you're down here to reintroduce yourself to that. But not everybody's down here for the same reason. The ones who are doing conscious work are doing alchemy. The ones who are doing conscious work, out of all the Negroes on the planet, said this: I came down here to evolve. Whatever level of light, consciousness, energy I was, I'm going to turn myself into a man or a woman. I'm going to do whatever work that I subconsciously magnetize here through the laws of attraction, whether it's hooking, preaching, Michael Clark dunking, and all the rest of that shit. And when I die, I'm going to take this experience, and this experience that I learned out here helps me to change. The most advanced of the gods come down here to study self.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Michael Clark Duncan, like fucking Reverend Jesse Jackson, like Cleo, fucking Miss Cleo, and every other motherfucker, Dionne Warwick, any motherfucker you could name, went through their lifetime to bring information that they needed back. Subconsciously, your subconscious mind does not fade out. So you are coming down here with an agenda. Later on, we called it karma. Well, you got kidney problems because you did some kidney shit. That's not true. You came down here to put yourself in a situation. And if you believe in the karma thing, then that is true. You get what I'm saying? And I went through it. The whole Maya thing is, I have not lied, I have not stole, I have not. Is another way to say, oh shit, I get it. I never was here. This is all a fucking illusion. Or my heart is light as a feather because I have not wronged anybody. Therefore, I have no karmic debt. If you believe in that system because you are a god and it is all of this is your mind, then it will happen. You get what I'm saying? You're not here. If somebody believes something, you cannot change their belief, and it is a reality. If I believe a fire hydrant is green, fuck it, it's green. And I'm going to live my life accordingly. And if you say it's red, you live your life accordingly. You get what I'm saying? You cannot change that. So, with that being said, if you're coming back down here, they're all going to learn. The highest word, usually why they say, well, why are conscious people so advanced? Because you're able to come to this world and stick to a script a little bit better. Now, Jimi Hendrix, of course, came to this world, stuck to a script. But you got to look at the impact of, let's just say, a Jimi Hendrix, or a Prince, or a Denzel Washington, or a Joe Louis, or shit, even an Ike Turner. You get what I'm saying? That impact is still a different form of work and a different form of alchemy. Now, what you're doing, because you're able to retain a goal of your God mind to be able to continue that path, people say that's a little bit advanced, or you could look at it as advanced, because as you fall into the brain or the conscious mind or the ego, the subconscious mind gets pushed back. So when you're dead and you realize that you're dead and you understand the concept of death, because the astral world is also a part of this illusion. So when when the body dies and the spirit moves to the astral world, you still can retain your conscious mind if you're holding on to this earth. So the light of it. So if you felt that you've never graduated, never took care of your kids right, was a deadbeat dad, never overcame, never got a bank loan, never was Puff Daddy, never got famous, never finished your dreams, these things hold you to this earth, to this realm. Someone who's conscious, who's sitting there saying, well, when I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go, and I ain't coming back. That only means you're able to let go of your ego, your conscious mind. You're able to let go of this earth, and your heart becomes light as a feather. You're able to move on, or you're able to come back. But there's a book called The Spirit's Book by Alan Karniak, I believe. And in it, he said, this is a whole book of channels.
Yeah.
And everything he's talking to the spirit. And he asked somewhere in this book, the spirit was telling him, there was these young gods, and these young gods said, we want to fuck around and go to Earth. You know what I'm saying? You know, we gods, we could do that shit. The older gods said, y'all better not go around there fucking with Earth, because you're going to get what they call a baby brain. You're going to be a god in a brain, and that brain is going to trap you, and you're going to be a god and you can't do nothing. Watch the movie Being John Malkovich. In the end, you had these old people sliding down John Malkovich's head. John Malkovich's body. But at a certain time, these old people who wanted everlasting life, which was nothing but reincarnation, they were able to slide down this tunnel and stay in John Malkovich's head. Or in a young body's head. But the new baby she had, the one dude greedy for it did it so on, long story short, John Cusack, he went into this baby body. And he's an old grown man with his mind in a baby body just stuck. And they're showing him forgetting more as he grows up. So what they were talking about, it's a very metaphysical movie, and I did a write-up about it. Very metaphysical movie, and what they're showing in this movie is your mind is trapped in that baby body. And what happens is, because I remember being conscious as a baby. I remember not knowing the same science, but having the same mind I have right now as a baby and not being able to do shit. And then I remember as it seemed like it slipped further and further back, further and further back based upon disappointments, based upon stubbing my toe, now getting protective over this physical shell to the point where it became more important than anything in my mind. Getting disappointed, can't have cookies, can't have my blankie, you know what I'm saying? Don't pee the bed tonight. You know what I mean? Get your ass in the bed. You can't stay up. all of that shit makes you more and more conscious of the body. Then you grow, and the subconscious mind becomes background, and you will work on your life for it to start to speak to you because it was covered over by the matrix. You get what I'm saying? And the matrix is nothing but your conditioning. Even if your parents have good intentions, you're still being conditioned. Because if you did what you wanted to do, then believe you me, you know what I'm saying? We got a whole bunch of jail niggas who did what they want
to
do.
You get what I'm saying? Right.
Jails are full of niggas who did what they want to do. Can't control. Something said, I can see red and I did it. That's what your mother, that's what your father's doing, beating your ass, beating you into submission, punishing you into submission. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to go to school. I cut. Punishment into submission. You get what I'm saying? They're disciplining you in the conscious mind, which is trauma and repetition programmed subconscious mind. So you're repetitiously getting your ass beat in this trauma, repetitiously getting punished and punished and punishment. You're being programmed to chill the fuck out. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, I was a fucking savage. Shit me off to my pop's house, done. End scene. You get what I'm saying? That fucking ass whippings got panicked to be a regular guy. Started learning my goddamn arithmetic. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Because that's what that does. Now, so the idea here is you, the more advanced, usually can retain their common sense or their consciousness in other words, they could bust through that baby brain or the conscious mind. Meaning something in you is stronger even though you're going through the cycles, either by choice or either you were caught in it and now you have done enough cycles to get out of it. Following?
My conscious mind been following me my whole life because I always used to get, like I was telling Ms. Blue before we got off the phone, I used to always get kicked out of school because I used to get into it with my history teacher because he used to tell us that only history we had was slaves. And I told him, like, the world been here before that. Like, it was before that. What were we doing before that? And I always used to get kicked out for that because they used to challenge
the teacher. Yeah, well, because, you know, they're on an agenda. Either they don't know or they don't care if you know. And, see, and this is your subconscious mind trying. Same concept as a tattoo. It's your subconscious mind trying to wake you up. And you know it. You know it. You get what I'm saying? But you've been trained not to understand what that knowing is. So with the music thing, that's the knowing trying to sing to you. It's trying to show you this shit is beautiful. It's a whole fucking song out there. It's a whole melody and everything in it, in this universe, is singing to you. You are this song. So it's going to communicate to you with what you know, DMX or goddamn Lil Wayne and the Weezy and them. Whatever the fuck it is you're hearing, you get what I'm saying? But it's what you know, so it's trying to talk to you the way you know. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And we as conscious people don't even realize that at the core of everything you're doing, that's the motherfucking process.
Right.
Every fucking thing you do as a conscious person is to unleash your fucking ancient information trapped in your subconscious mind, held down by the matrix called your conscious mind, a.k.a. your fucking ego. So people saying your ego is big, bad talk. That ain't nothing. Your ego is the shit that's telling you what this shit is real. Your ego will tell you you fucking conscious and you don't know shit. Your ego will tell you you're doing the work because you sit in a goddamn room meditating looking at the wall. No. The work is, quite simply, all these techniques of communicating with the subconscious mind. Candle magic. Candle magic I broke down when you light a flame, the flame bounces, and it creates what you call alpha state. There's delta, gamma, beta, and theta, and alpha. Alpha state is the state that's in the psychomancy book. Your brain waves are moving at different rates of speed, either delta or beta. I think it's beta, is your net everyday walking around state, which you are aware. That is your matrix brain. And don't quote me on beta or delta. It's one of those. I think delta is a sleep state. But alpha state is just one level slower, and that means the conscious mind is opened up. I mean, the subconscious mind is opened up. Now, understand something about the conscious mind. If you were to look at the good side of the conscious mind, then we would say this. The conscious mind also blocks you from the bullshit. because it knows if the subconscious mind absorbs it, then it will become your reality. So it needs to block you. So much so, if you walk in the room and seeing grandma fucking somebody at a young age, the conscious mind will block that out. You won't even remember that because it's not doing that. It's doing that to help you over something so traumatic. Now, later on, you have psychiatry, which their whole job, which you're supposed to be doing as a conscious person and as a scientist, what you're supposed to be doing is be your own psychiatrist. Understand what this matrix is and why you do what you do. You're challenging the reality. You're challenging the reality and understand to reprogram the subconscious mind for a new reality. So everything that you're calling reality, you're questioning that at very least. But you already know it works as a doesn't work as a conscious person, so you should be shutting all that shit down. That includes manners, courtesy, fucking chivalry, all that bullshit that you think is what you're doing, and you're scoring points somewhere in heaven. Helping old ladies down the stairs and helping baby carriages up the stairs is a very nice human gesture, but nothing spiritually is looking out for you. What happens spiritually is when you gain light. The spirits see nothing but light, which is energy, and that's the whole point of self-deification. You're deifying yourself to add light, to wake up energy that's within you. And when you do that, spirits see you, therefore can communicate with you. Because you could look in and say, well, why ain't nobody helping all the masses of black people? Why all these black people? Because they have no light.
Right.
The idea here is you're enlightening yourself so you can even be seen in another world. They cannot see human beings. So when you gain this light, that's the work. How do you gain this light? By tearing down what you think you know, reprogramming the subconscious mind into the reality you desire, and that's what makes you a god. Because you are not a god just because your name is fucking Melanin, Melzacek, El Bay, whatever. What makes you a god is the actual work is going into the subconscious mind, reprogramming it with the god mind. And humans and gods are not the same fucking thing. So if you're using your human mind to rationalize some God force, you're fucking up and you're not doing nothing. Nothing at all. You must tear down humanity. I don't love it or hate it. Okay, like I know you hate humanity. No, because that's some human shit too. I'm indifferent to it. I am in it but not of it. And then I understand what it is to be human and what it is to suffer. But I am outside of the maze. You chase that motherfucking cheese. I decided to be a scientist and be in my God mind, not in my human mind. My human mind, I give 10%. That's what hero I decide to buy, what movie I decide to see. You get what I'm saying? Nothing I do in humanity transforms me into the God that I keep claiming that I am. You must re-grab your mind. You must re-grab your mind. So as I was pointing out, candles ain't just about lighting up colors. When you look at the flame, you go into alpha state. And alpha state is the frequency of the subconscious mind. You do it all the time. When you meditate and you see with your eyes closed that the whole scene starts to jump back and forth, that whole scene could jump back and forth. That means it's an alpha state. When you're on the highway and you are driving, and you say, damn, how did I get here this quick? Alpha state. When you go home after a day of work, sit in your couch in easy chair, you go into alpha state. And this is why 8 o'clock, they would call it prime time. Because with your conscious mind relaxed, the subconscious mind is open. And it was prime time to show you commercials. Why do you think they do jingles? Jingles. Because they're trying to show, remember I said, the subconscious mind is programmed through repetition. That's what mantras are for. That's what songs are for. That's why you're singing fucking Living the Vida Loca, because you heard it over and over again. The Macarena and all the rest of that shit. Because it's programming your subconscious mind. It's rare that you see a Snickers commercial and get a Snickers. But for years of hearing, they're telling you what to do. When you're in alpha state, they tell you. it so satisfying? Aren't you hungry for Burger King now? Listen, that's programming.
Right.
They're telling you, aren't you hungry for Burger King now? You get what I'm saying? And if you listen to all these slogans and understanding that they're doing it to program you, what you'll hear in these slogans are exclamations. You won't hear somebody just saying, get what I'm saying? You'll hear exclamation, Snickers. It's so satisfying. You get what I'm saying? Simple as that. They challenge you. Take the Pepsi
White
challenge.
White Castle's what you crave.
What you crave, right? They're telling you.
Mm-hmm.
See, because they understand by saying it over and over, they're programming your conscious mind and creating your reality for you. McDonald's, I'm loving it. They're telling you. You know what I'm saying? Thanks, Esther. They're telling you what it is. Nikes, just do it. You get what I'm saying? Just do it. So they're telling you. They're making commands to you. See, what you need to understand is the difference between the conscious and the motherfucking subconscious. When you understand the difference, that's how you take your God mind back. By reprogramming, not just complaining about that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Reprogramming. 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 So all the rituals, all the meditations, are you supposed to get into your... You reprogram with imagination. You reprogram with mantras. You reprogram with sigils. You reprogram with candle magic. You get the color frequency. You go into alpha state or the subconscious mind, and whatever you're trying to accomplish with that candle, you're programming yourself because you induced alpha state. Simple as that. You induce alpha state with that candle and the color frequency with the intent, and you're programming yourself. That's why this shit works. You get what I'm saying? There's another movie like They Live coming out as well. They call it Branded. Somebody was telling me about this. I haven't even seen the trailer, but they said the new They Live called Branded, and the same concept. So this ain't new hot information. They've been doing it to you since forever. See, and this is what I was trying to tell you about John Coffey. That movie was terrible for this reason. And we're not blaming Michael Clark Duncan, but we need to catch them in their shit. Because what they did was set up the original slave template. And while you're falling in love with John Coffey because he's doing John Coffey shit, what they're doing is communicating with the subconscious mind with the straight Willie Lynch slave template. So it tells you your power comes through this particular behavior. You get what I'm saying? Now, we can't confuse ourselves. We should be a little bit smarter than that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We should be a little bit smarter than that. But we need to understand what they're trying to do. Somebody just said there's no 2012 remake of The Wizard of Oz, but there actually is. It's The Great and Powerful Oz, which looks off the hook, coming, if not this year, early next year.
Yeah,
so,
right now they're doing a lot of the Fairytale remake.
Yeah, I mean, because they could do it with the CGI. So we need to understand certain shit, and that's why I brought up Forrest Gump, because this is Forrest Gump was John Coffey without the healing, but just that.
Yeah.
But see, that's done on their terms.
Yeah, Forrest Gump, one of my favorite movies.
Right.
And I never knew why.
Who wouldn't love Forrest fucking Gump? So much so, niggas would cry if Tom Hanks died. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This nigga Castaway. No, we were watching Castaway. Motherfuckers crying when that fucking goddamn soccer ball was floating away. Wilson! Wilson! Niggas sitting there crying. I'm laughing. And niggas looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? And right. And somebody's bringing up, you can't have Forrest Gump without fucking Bubba. You get what I'm saying? And what they do, as long as your relation, that was the whole exploitation thing. You can be real magical, nigga, but as long as you are in that slave role, then it's all good. Because they have proved that and created that via the Willie Lynch letter. You can read that for an update and tell you we are creating something that's harmless. Keep the body, lose the mind. That he was the, if you read Willie Lynch, that was John Coffey. So we see, let me tell you this to show you how the mind control works. If he did nothing in that movie but just been John Coffey and was in a cell, we would say, oh my God, that was the worst thing I ever seen. But see, what they manipulated is we know we have these powers. So they just gave him powers. And we said, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when this shit came out, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to see that. And this shit was like, but it's not what you think. I said, yes, it the fuck is. So they give you powers, to give you powers and you excuse it. If John, remember that there was an Indian dude.
Yeah, I didn't even watch that movie. I don't like him for that. I just think he's a good brother.
I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? It's spelled.
It wasn't a coincidence.
It's like the Drake, only spelled different. Powers. Yeah, I mean the whole idea.
Hello? I think this panicked call drops, but he'll be right back. So, yes, I'm sure he'll come back in. Peace and greetings, everyone. And continue to hold the line, Brandon. We're doing a cold Q&A here live with Brother Panic in the forum. So I'm sure Brother Panic will be coming right back up. Oh, there he is. He got in. All right.
All right.
You
back in the building.
Yes.
All right. So, No. That's where this is exactly what I'm talking about. We're not talking about this guy personally. You know what I'm saying?
No. I was just laughing.
But what we're talking about is the...
Right, I'm saying, look. Never watched the movie. I didn't watch that movie. I just think he's.
I watch it all the time because on a personal level, the shit is funny as hell. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that we don't know what's going on here. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So I mean, what I was speaking to is people just saying contact him just because he was in the movie.
You get what I'm saying?
That's a whole different story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm not ragging on anybody's feeling about this guy as a personal guy. Everything I've ever heard was like I said, Rob, who said they did business with him when they had their business in California, said, that motherfucker tipped us $100 bills, me and my wife, like that shit was ones. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, it's hard.
He got on some TV show and was saying, anybody who knows his real name and stops calling him fucking John Coffey, he'll give him $5. Let me tell you, a Jesus Christ story, that's not hot, and it's not decoded.
No.
But see, that's all they got. But see, you're Jesus Christ on their fucking terms. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you got to look at the psychological effect. What they showed you was a guy, a slave, whose role was to do nothing but serve white people.
Yeah.
He did nothing to help himself. Throughout this movie, he served white people. You get what I'm saying? And even the two white people he I'm going to show you where the mind control comes in. Because the two white people that he did, Billy in the bad security guard, the two that he fucked up, was the old white people regime, racist. The new, see, what slipped in was we fell in love with Barry, what's his name, who was crying. We fell in love with Tom Hanks. We felt, because they was just the new version of white boy. This is another way to get it done. But in the movie, you got to think of the psychological, not the actual factuals, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that
man
didn't know why he was there. You know that. We're not blaming him. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
He didn't know why he was there. But this subject is up because we're talking about the subconscious mind again.
Yeah.
But see, but they did. They still killed him, which is another way of saying no matter what you do, this system here is not going to change. You get what I'm saying? And The Green Mile was a heart movie, but it was a heart for Tom Hanks. You get what I'm saying? It was them opening up their heart chakra for that man. You get what I'm saying? For that subject. But little things they would do. Look at that Frank Sinatra dance. Why, they like angels in heaven. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, if you see, there was an Indian character in the movie. Barely said anything, but they showed, they did his little part. If John Coffey played that Indian role, or that role where he did nothing magical but just was a big buck, talking like that, could you leave the light on, boss? I'm scared of the dog.
Doing
that shit, we would have complained to all high heaven. How they got us, they gave him powers. And that's what we – see, that's what we're a stickler for.
Mm-hmm.
To see niggas with powers. We know it's in us, so that's how they manipulate us. You know what I'm saying? With these – showing us these powers. Now, like I said, you can look at the bright side, because like I said, I have the movie. I watched it plenty of times, you know what I'm saying? And I know how to shut down the metaphysics and just watch a well-acted movie.
Just watch it.
You know, I could watch a well-acted, I know what it is, but I could shut down and just laugh at that shit, all that shit. I got 120 pages on fucking mind control movies in my book.
Right.
This is not, I mean, I've... went through this shit. It took me fucking damn near a year going through it, studying it, cross references, going up. And the mind control that was one of the top one, and I'm not gonna still not give it up. I made a common ritual that was done, and we all know. And then I show you in every movie how they fulfill this common ritual where it's going on today.
Mm.
And this was one. So it's not. I mean, this is not just like, well, I feel right. that way about the movie. When I'm trying to say my personal feelings, I watch it. Hanks is an excellent actor. I think the other dude, what's his name, Barry such and such. I always liked him.
Oh yeah, he's
fucking Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Sam motherfucking Rockwell. That's my favorite character. That Billy Badass and that motherfucker. That nigga stood there with a fucking. He chewed a mud pie. Had the shit in his mouth for like 20 minutes. The shit was just packed in his mouth. The guard said, "What you up to?" He just smashed the mud pie. That shit is absolutely funny. But Barry Pepper is his name. But I don't think. But I know what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And
yes.
Really, now here's the key. Because people say, "Well, I don't watch that." If you consciously know what it is, then it cannot penetrate. Remember I said the conscious mind also blocks the subconscious mind.
That's
so
right.
If you know what it is, you definitely
you can
stop.
Watch anything.
But watch that. Because you know, I hear that. I see that little bullshit they trying. Then it doesn't penetrate. If you don't
right.
know what it is, then it works. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's I've seen what's the Tom Cruise movie, War of the Worlds. You seen motherfuckers coming out the earth with the straight up Egyptian crowns on.
Sure do.
And as soon as Tom Hanks killed him, you had a bunch of niggas in the movie. That's right. Get him, Tom. And I was sitting there going, they don't even know that's them.
No,
so that's the ones who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to keep this away from you. You get what I'm saying? And they did it by you just being so far from your other side of your brain where
that's
this stuff
right.
works and talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at it logically. Well, I got kids. I don't want the world to end. These dirty aliens, of course. If I ain't going to do it, I'm glad Tom is there. You get what I'm saying? But
right.
what they keep showing you in repetition is this white hero saving the world and the world. So now we know repetition programs the subconscious mind.
That's right.
And what are they really showing you when they show you Conan, Bruce Willis, fucking Jason Bourne? See, your subconscious mind does not look like... Look at individuals. It
no.
looks holistically. So a black man in your subconscious mind becomes black men or black women.
Yeah.
So in a movie, understand this now. In a movie, they said, this is how we do it. We use one word called stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
If every black man wears a dress, it becomes, and our goal is to effeminize them, then even if Denzel didn't, your
mm-hmm.
subconscious mind looks at it as the body of black men. So if
right.
they keep so early on in movies, they kept portraying us as dumb. Then we complained, and then we came out with a little bit later our 70s cinema. And then what did they do? They kept showing you the same shit. Mario Van Peebles' father, Melvin Van Peebles, made a movie called Sweet Sweet Sweetback. And it's the template that became Shaft and all the rest of them. But he was sticking it to the man. That's what he said. And
mm-hmm.
the Black Panthers picked up. It was a very conscious movie about fucking up white people. What did they do? They said, okay, y'all want to make that? We're going to give you Shaft. T plays it cool. Trouble Man. Fucking King Solomon. And all of these motherfuckers were doing the same thing Sweetback did. Fighting police corruption. But doing it the niggery way now. Shaft is exploiting. Shaft get out of bed with two chicks. All right, babies. Next time, same feeling and bounce. Get what I'm saying? Real exploitive shit. I'm saying, watch them slaughter this big ripoff. Beating up. This nigga was fucking Jim Brown was saving the shit out this white woman and throwing black women out the window and all kinds of shit. You get what I'm saying? So what they did was made this a cartoon version of itself. And then when the 80s came and we ran out of that, it got tired. What they started doing, making one star famous. And a little bit before that, what they figured out was, okay, black people are coming. We could get black people to come to the movies if we put one black person in it. So then they would have an all-white cast with one nigga, which we still suffer from today. They call it this token nigga. You get what I'm saying? and he's usually comic relief. Then they started doing that. Then they said, no, we got to make him a star. So in the early 80s, who was it? Richard Pryor. He was the only fucking black star, and then it moved on to who? Eddie Murphy. And then when Spike Lee came, and when Robert Townsend came, the Hudson brothers, you started getting this ensemble cast again. This ensemble cast. Boomerang was the first ensemble cast of Eddie Murphy, which I'm sure he was glad to do. Prior to that, Eddie Murphy did no films, but you've seen a wife and kids. Neither did Richard Pryor. Very few or very trifling. You get what I'm saying? That's
right.
Where you've seen him raising kids. This fucking, I remember until the 80s, and this is in my book. I went through all this research. Lou Gossett Jr. said on Arsenio Hall, and he made films in the 50s, said, I'm in a movie with Ray Dong Chong and Claire Underwood. He said, I get a love scene in a movie with Ray Dong Chong. He said, this is my first love scene ever in any movie. Fucking 40 years in the goddamn business. You know what I'm saying? The idea was never to show them together. Never show them together. So Eddie Murphy, so now you had Halle Berry, the whole cast from Living Color, which was Keenan Ivory, Ivory Wayans in them. So you had Damon Wayans, Alan Grier, Martin, Def Jam, and but Martin came from the House Party thing. So it's Tisha Campbell and the rest of them. So, and Spike Lee pointed out it was just these four entities. Then there was the D entities, which if you didn't come through any of them entities, the way the Hudson brothers, which was the House Party, or you didn't come through him, Robert Townsend, or the Wayans brothers, you came through the gay Hollywood circuit. And he was pointing at Tyler Perry when he was saying it. So these ensemble movies came up, given him saying. And then Eddie Murphy eventually went on to having a family when he did the Dr. Dolittle thing. You get what I'm saying? So Spike Lee did the conscious thing. They just did a lot of that to play it out. You get what I'm saying? And then eventually so on and so forth from what you have today. So this shit has always been controlled and keeping it, the gay circuit. Somebody's saying the gay circuit. They'll say you got to do a little gay Hollywood shit. They did that all to Richard Gere and Tom Cruise. They all have these gay rumors. They said you got to suck some dick to get into Hollywood. There's a gay circuit. So they said it's either that or these four black entities would make you a star. And so Spike Lee was hitting that. Well, Tyler Perry didn't come through none of that, which is another way of saying he was saying, in another word, that he came through that gay thing. So now, anyway, y'all understand, with us, because we don't understand this concept of what they're doing, all our movies is surface-level bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Love Jones, basketball and love. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I could stand up and look at my black movies. Dead Presidents, Menace to Society, all entertaining shit. You get what I'm saying? And I've seen even white unmetaphysical directors do something subconsciously. For instance, watch the movie... what's that movie with that little fat kid and McLovin? You still there, Blue? We're missing Miss Blue. She'll come back. The fat kid, McLovin, Superbad. And Superbad, look twice. The white boy is wearing a Richard Pryor shirt, and the motherfucker spit on his face in that shirt. But you look at it on a console, it looks like he's just spitting on a kid. But he just spit on Richard Pryor. Get what I'm saying? And then later on, the white kid had a Bruce Lee shirt on, and McLovin or one of them threw up on Bruce Lee. So subconsciously, what they're trying to show you and tell you is, no, I'm here to shit on these motherfuckers. You get what I'm saying? So you got to understand, your subconscious mind understands and sees this. You get what I'm saying? The subconscious mind understands and sees this while you consciously just looking at a movie and saying, well, the kid is getting thrown up on. No, that nigga spit on Richard Pryor's face. Which is, this shit goes on and on. I got laundry lists of this shit. You get what I'm saying? Laundry lists of this kind of shit. See, but we don't understand there's a difference. Your subconscious mind is your God mind. Your conscious mind, which you're trying to reason with this information with, is your human mind. So you're still taking your human mind and trying to reason your God force. It's actually stupid. The work that Ms. Blue is always talking about is quite simply this. The work you're doing is shutting down the conscious mind and getting into the subconscious for reprogramming. Now, in my class, I show how to do that step by step in class. So you're going to have to really get what you need. If you understand where I'm coming from with this and the importance of what I'm saying, bring your ass to class. It's as simple as that. This is what people are getting now who are dealing with this class. So this is what you need to do. And again, for any of this information, classes, email panicpack@hotmail.com. Let me know about the classes. But product, I got a list longer than your goddamn back. A list longer than your goddamn back of products that I can get to help you shut down the conscious mind. That's what the Herb Pack does. The Herb Pack is here to shut down the conscious mind. By shutting down the conscious mind, it lets you start to communicate or have a free communication with the subconscious mind. That's why motherfuckers ask, could I smoke a panic pack and go to work? No, because you have just helped to shut down the conscious mind and activate more of the alpha state. Therefore, you can do the programming. You get what I'm saying? Somebody said, what's in our herb pack? Motherfucking herbs. You get what I'm saying? So why would I tell you what's in a herb pack if I'm selling it? But what I will tell you is this. It's all natural. It's no drugs. It's no drugs. All natural. All organic. Everything in it you can eat. Simple as that. The only warning is if you're pregnant or nursing, one of the ingredients may not be good for that. Other than that, I couldn't put it in the mail if there was a motherfucking drug in it. And what it does, it helps to open up the pineal, shut down the goddamn chatter. So somebody just said, well, the herb pack helps me to listen. Well, that's what it does. What's blocking you from listening? And what are you listening to? Well, yet again, you're trying to listen to the subconscious mind or the Godhead communicate with you, and you're trying to shut the fucking chatter of your conscious mind. Remember, I said the conscious mind is here to protect the subconscious mind. So when you're in danger of reprogramming, the conscious mind jumps around, starts waving his hand, going, whoa, 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 whoa. We thought it was like this. This is our reality. Don't come around here telling me pigs can fly. You get what I'm saying? Don't come around here telling me that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't come around here telling me that I can do this and I can do that. No, we know this to be that because that's what it's holding on to. It's a part of your ego. When you're reprogramming, it's a part of your ego. Ms. Blue, I can't hear you neither. I see you listening, but I can't hear
yes,
you.
Yes.
Okay, long as you're there. Okay, long as you're there. You're reprogramming your conscious mind. So your conscious mind, you're killing yourself. You're killing yourself as a human. You're killing yourself as a human. You must die. And what you're talking about is your fucking human thought. The thought that makes you think you're immoral. That bullshit that makes you think you're a good person. That makes you think you're sensitive. That makes you think you're a listener. And I'm like this. And it makes you think that you're helping, motherfucker. That's all a part of the fucking ego. You know what I'm saying? It's nice if someone gets help, but that does not score you points. What scores you points is the inner work. The path you do to change one thing to the motherfucking next. Simple as that. This shit is about lead to gold. Ain't about fucking lead to what I led to tell this motherfucker and tell that motherfucker who gets whatever. That's a nice thing. You get what I'm saying? And maybe someone will find a light, and that is work. But your work, you need to challenge everything you think you are. Your biggest problem is called your own motherfucking personality. And it's not your problem because other motherfuckers determined that you have a bad personality. Who gives a fuck what other persons think? What the fuck is that going to do for anything? Peanuts will still remain the same goddamn price. You get what I'm saying? What you need to do is challenge your personality for you. It's you who have to convince yourself. You don't have to convince anyone else. Brother Panic, you should be doing that. No, the motherfucker and I shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who the fuck is you? You know what I'm saying? How dare you? You get what I'm saying? Don't get mad at me because I talked to Michael Jackson, and because you a motherfucking fan, you felt I should have been talking some
right.
other shit. Work it out yourself. It does mean that. Somebody emailed me this whole fucking long list about the real Michael Jackson. Ask me why do you call yourself Panic? And I think I heard that shit before. And I'm like, shit, Michael Jackson called himself Panic. Peter Pan, motherfucker. I said, but see, I don't play that bullshit no more. This is what I did. I said, you are absolutely right. God damn it, I have seen the goddamn light. I thank you for what you have done. please do me a favor. Listen to 11 other pages of my lecture and tell me everything I'm doing wrong. I'll let you have fun with that bullshit. Because if you worry about what the fuck I'm saying, what you did was just prove that you ain't about shit and you ain't doing shit. You should have no time to worry about what I'm saying.
No time, that's right.
No time. You should be busy. I got something to do every day for me. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And this
is
a part of what I'm doing. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
And this should help you give you enough information to start your process or enhance your process. You get what I'm saying? This is what this shit is about. This shit ain't about nothing else but getting into yourself. This is you becoming the knower. So you don't get to tell me, like I don't get to tell you about your fucking personality. You don't get to tell me about mine. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
You shouldn't if it bothers you so much, why? You shouldn't even know my personality. You shouldn't even be here. You should have shit to do because my message doesn't resonate with you. You just don't like the way I get down. Look at it this way. If you're a vegetarian because some teacher told you to be a vegetarian, would you stop being a vegetarian because you've seen that motherfucker eating a steak? Or is it what it is? Or is it what it is you realize that made you a vegetarian?
Right.
See, we need to get down with that shit. Because if I've done some unmagical shit, would you stop listening? You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Because that's a preacher mentality. See, you should find light. That light is for you, no matter who delivers who delivers it, where it comes from. You get what I'm saying? And you should be convinced of it yourself, no matter how you got it. So whatever that person do, that's on him. You get what I'm saying? That's on him or her. You get what I'm saying? This shit is all about you. And the only thing that's real about you is your soul. And the mechanism for programming your soul is your mind. That is Akashic Records. That is bounty of what it is
are.
And your problem is what you call your fucking personality.
Yes.
Personality. So you're here, and your personality is only created by, it wasn't even created by you. It was created by fucking somebody else that told you it was sane to do that. It's sane to wear those jeans. It's those boots are hot. You know what I'm saying? Wear your hair like that. Go natural, sister. All that shit is some shit. You fucking figured out for peer pressure. You get what I'm saying? Shut it down. You get what I'm saying? They're here to shut it down. Bobby Hammett taught this for years. He told you all sorts of embarrassing shit because what he's trying to show you is this shit you call pride is an illusion. It's a fucking illusion.
Ooh-wee.
This shit you call dignity is a fucking illusion. This shit you call nicety and this shit you call motherfucking courtesy and this shit you call fucking hotep and ashe and sister. Ooh, you so fine with your old black melanin ass. All that shit's about pussy. Pussy and dick. We need to stop kidding ourselves. If you're supposed to be conscious, you're supposed to be dealing with reality, not fucking courtesy. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You deal with courtesy at Walmart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You deal with reality on the remix. You get what I'm saying? And the reality is you need to fucking have a conversation with yourself about some fucking real reality shit because it's you who knows you and it's you who knows what you're trying to project to the motherfucking world. But it's you who can't get away from you. You can't hide from yourself. And stop. You're not here to hide from yourself. You're here to challenge yourself. Why the fuck, why do I do that? Oh, I get it. Because my father said you ain't a man if you don't do that. So you're doing a whole bunch of shit. You're doing a whole bunch of his definition. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I challenge everybody. Take a shit and wipe your ass with a paper towel. Just because it ain't right. You get what I'm saying? Just because it ain't right. You feel what I'm saying? Just because it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're doing here. And you're only doing it from repetition. Your father telling you, lock the door, do that, do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how you know you wasn't programmed with it when you were a kid? Because you kept doing the opposite shit. Fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
If somebody said, I already did that panic, then why the fuck are you here? You should be on the bigger thing. You should be on the bigger fucking things. Fuck are you here?
Right.
I'm glad you did that. Good. You only did what the fuck you were supposed to be doing. You get what I'm saying? So we don't give awards out in the remix for doing what you're supposed to do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't get awards for doing what the fuck you're supposed to do. All you get is, all right, now what you do next? What you got going on next? You get what I'm saying? I expect a lot. If I'm talking, I got to talk 4 hours tonight, 6 hours tomorrow, and 6 hours after that. Believe you me, y'all gonna hear some shit tonight. You get what I'm saying? Hear some shit tonight. I'm not here to fucking milk your titties and hope we can have cereal. You get what I'm saying? I mean, I'll tell you, this is what it is. You don't like it, don't listen.
No skin
off my ass. But I'm telling you based upon progress. I'm not telling you based upon goddamn a wish. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Let me make this absolutely clear. I don't give a fuck what you do. I don't care. If you do it or not, it's not on me. But I will feel free and calm enough to say, but I said what I had to say the way I saw it. So I feel free if I see your ass handing out newspapers and tomatoes and shit on the freeway. It's on you. It's not on me. It's not on me. It's not on nothing but you. All of these spirits, deities, entities reside within you as nothing but
That's
energies,
right.
and you have access to each and every one of them. What's stopping you, player? There's nothing in my mind that's better in. There's nothing in my mind that's better than what's in your mind.
That's right. That's right.
How dare you ask me to talk to Michael Clark Duncan or fucking Mahatma Gandhi when you, when I've all I've been teaching you is how to do it yourself.
It's how to do it.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong
that's
with
right.
you? Shit. What's wrong with you?
Right.
So all of that to say, no, we need to stop playing with each other. You know what I'm saying? Fucking these goddamn competitions on what's what. I don't give a fuck about your belief system. But what I will say based upon study is you can study 1,000 books and you'll find you're only dealing with probably 10 or 11 subjects of what you need to do.
That's right.
Or what you need to do. And so once you understand correspondence and you do the work, you're like, wow, all of these books, all these mythologies, all these fields of study are saying one goddamn thing.
That's
transformation.
Right, yes.
Either how you
That's
got
right.
here and how the fuck to get out. And they tell you the mechanism in many different ways. It's all in your own mind. It's all locked in behind this veil called what you think you are, which is
That's
your
right.
ego, which is your conscious mind, which is your personality, which is your reality or what you call your reality. All of that is the veil. All of that is the matrix. That is what is holding you down, your reason. So it tells you either methods, shit, I've been selling this book, Psychomancy. Niggas wouldn't even know what a psycho or a fucking mancy was. You get what I'm saying? Wouldn't even know what that shit was. You get what I'm saying? And it tells you every way to exercise the right side of your brain.
Your
to
brain.
Get right the fuck back in it. See, there's an exercise niggas also get caught on. The first exercise in Psychomancy is simply this. You put your hand in a cold bucket of water and make it hot. You're not physically or logically going to make cold water hot. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. There is no line in the sand between cold or hot. Where does cold stop and where does hot begin? What is hot to you may be cold to me. So this is another way of saying there is no hot or cold and it's no reality. So the reality of hot and cold is something you've been conditioned to. Is trying to train you to break down what you call reality.
Right.
To see it that way. Not change temperatures, to see hot as cold or see cold as hot. It's the same thing. Temperature. You get what I'm saying? So it's trying to break down your definitions and only definitions that you decide are definitions. That you made yourself believe, that you made yourself understand to be a reality. So it's trying to break down what you call reality. And that's your work. That's step one in conscious work. If you're trying, magic is nothing but you could say another word for miracle. And how do you live in this reality that you already accepted and try to create miracles? You have to get into your miracle mind. Simple as that. You have to get into your miracle mind. You have to start to know it can happen. And you don't know with logic, because logic doesn't say I light a candle and get what the fuck I want. But your imagination will tell you that, because that's where it happens. That's where it happens. You get what I'm saying? If somebody beats your ass with a stick, each time you see a stick, you will quiver. Why? Because you are programmed to see that goddamn stick or that whip. Well, even better, let's look at slavery. The whip was more symbolic than just the ass whipping. A nigga walked by with a goddamn whip. It's on. See, Morgan Freeman's old funky ass, he allowed without no meaning behind it. See, when you look at, let's say, Glory, they whipped Denzel with a whip. Even the white man says, look, not this way. do punish him, but not this way. Because what he's talking
right.
about is the symbology of the whip.
Yes.
Because
that's
subconsciously, mm-hmm. it has more meaning than just an ass whipping.
Right.
Yeah, they said it.
Right.
They're telling you, look, not that way. Because what the whip means
mm-hmm.
to this particular person. See, a noose. To see, you can see a noose to a white person, and if they hang a noose on his door, you're like, you motherfuckers, you're hanging a noose. But what a noose means to us
that's
is a
right.
part of our subconscious oppression. So it means
mm-hmm.
something different to us. You get what I'm saying? So now when you see the movie, Clint Eastwood movie, what's that movie he did with Morgan Freeman, and Gene Hackman just whips Morgan Freeman's ass. And they just all went home. No meaning, nothing but what you subconsciously seen, even though, they told you so much about hanging, and they told you so much about the whip, you are insincere in it. It has reprogrammed your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiven is the name of that movie. Thanks, Beck. Unforgiven is the name of that movie. And he whips Morgan Freeman's ass with a whip and just sends him home with a turkey dinner. And that. Just seeing that, they're telling you, they're saying, they're speaking. See, the subconscious, the conscious mind said, well, he's just acting. The subconscious mind
right.
said, black man getting whipped.
That's right.
And you've
right.
already been programmed to understand what that symbol means. You
what
get
it means.
And
that's
that,
right.
See, in glory, they was bringing sympathy and understanding to that symbol.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In a mediocre way, because they still whipped him. But they at least
that's
acknowledged
right.
it, where they bring out of your subconscious mind into the conscious mind the context in which this is happening. Now,
right.
Morgan Freeman, they're going to do plenty of things to this motherfucker for punishment. Why a whip? Because they're trying to show you with this is still our slave. See, your conscious mind says, well, it's just an actor. It's just a role. But your subconscious mind sees a black man getting whipped. And it speaks right to your DNA because you've been programmed for years the misery
right.
of the whip, even though none of us, 9 times out of 10, ever got hit with a whip. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
But we
yeah.
know what it is. You get what I'm saying? It's a science
mm-hmm.
that they're doing here. They're speaking to a part of you. They're speaking to a part of you that you don't even understand anymore because you forgot how to communicate with it. You get what I'm saying? You forgot how to communicate with it. You get what I'm saying? Forgot
mm-hmm.
this. Your whole conscious path is how to communicate with it because it's your God mind. So you're not even talking to this motherfucker enough to even have the dignity to call yourself these gods and goddesses that you swear you are. What do you think in the
right.
Bible means? You say you shouldn't take God's name in vain, which means
right.
vanity. Meaning motherfuckers
right.
are naming themselves all of these God names for vanity. Not because they have transformed in anything. This is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Vanity.
Mm-hmm.
I get to call myself El Rock Bay, El Amun, Osiris, whatever. Vain. Vanity. This is nothing but your ego. Another way is you talk this fucking language as if that means something. If you confused, let me say the shit one more motherfucking time. There's only one way to get in your God mind. That's releasing your human mind. There's no such thing
right.
as a human God. There are gods
right.
in human form. There are gods in human form. I am a God in human form. So humanity takes a back seat to the reality I've recreated for myself. And to come down here, that's what you're doing. You're recreating who you are. So you only step away from yourself in ignorance to come back as a new God. And that's what we're supposed to be becoming. And we are, because C. Freeman L. spoke about how there's some who are active in our evolution, and there's some who will evolve. Somebody,
right.
some tadpoles had to crawl out the goddamn pond and grow legs for everybody else. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
For everybody
yeah.
else. You get what I'm saying? So I'm a god in human form. Why? Because I gave up as much as I can, and that's a constant battle to leave my humanity and my emotional
yes.
goddamn reactions to everything that is presented to me.
Right.
They beat up a little
yes.
black girl. I act like that. I don't think it's about being cold and ignoring that. I acknowledge it and I see it. But at the same time, I made the choice to say, this will not rule my life anymore. They cannot
right.
control me as a god. They can control you as a human. You get what I'm saying? They can control you as a human. They cannot control you as a god once you leave that childish fucking mind alone. What's that line
right.
in the Bible? When I was a child, I played with childish things.
Childlike things.
And then I left in my eye. You saying you're a god, you saying I am no longer a fucking child of God anymore. The human mind is a child of God. That's why, oh, I'm a child of God. I give it all up to God. No, this is grown folk talks. So you don't get to be a child of God. You don't get to hide in somebody else is doing it. The police are doing it. The devil's doing it. Fucking the Illuminati is doing it. You don't get to hide in that no more. You doing it. Even Oprah's telling you the goddamn laws of attraction. So you doing it. You doing it. Stand up and do what you need to do. Go in your subconscious mind and create that shit. You want black girls to stop being treated wrong, killed? What's wrong with you? All these fucking conscious people here. The fuck is wrong with you? Creators of reality. What is God? A creator. And what they're talking about, what's the God for? Well, I just explained to you, you don't need me. Your subconscious mind is creating all your reality. So your God mind is what? Your subconscious mind. Mr. God, the creator. And if you want to get into it, we actually older than God. We are titans, old ones, chaos beings, great old ones. And the children of the old ones or the titans are God. Because we are before creation. Chaos means is basically potential energy. Potential energy, meaning a rubber band that has been pulled back, and that rubber band could be either a weapon, or it could be, it either could take out somebody's eye, or it could save the village. You get what I'm saying? Some Davian Goliath shit. So the chaos is before creation. All things come out of the chaos realm as created things. So these gods are these created things. You get what I'm saying? Created things. Each time you have to think of something, and then you go, wait a minute, you're going into the chaos realm. You're going into the realm of all potential thought, and you're bringing it in into reality or into creation. You get what I'm saying? So the idea here is you are a chaos being, but first you must become a god. Before you can even get back to those level of thought. That's why when you deal with magic, they'll tell you, stay away from the dark side, the Necronomicon, the Titans, and these demons, because you're going further back. The demons are older than the gods. So they say you need to first become a god. It means you must leave humanity and then understand, but you're no longer tied down from that thought process as running your life. Then you get into some of that dark side shit. And then out of the darkness, the new gods are born. Out of darkness comes light. Out of chaos comes creation. God damn, niggas, you ain't getting this shit yet. You know what I'm saying? Yet. So all the chem cards, when you're looking at it and you're pulling the cards with that energy, you're going into that's your subconscious mind getting it for you to try to tell you in picture form, look, my nigga, this is what your day is going to bring. This is what your night means. This is why you shouldn't do that. This is what you should do that. If it's a holistic mind, it sees time holistically. It's actually beyond time, but it sees before you. That's why Blue can read the future, because this shit already happened. You hear what I'm saying? You're just playing it out. Come on, man. Come on, niggas. Come on. Again, in my classes, I'll show you how to do it. Fuck the theories. Classes, we get down to business. Fuck the theories. PanicPack@hotmail.com. Herb packs, meditation CDs, spiritual baths with clean off old prior thoughts so you can get into new thoughts. The CDs, the chants, what it does is put you in alpha state. Crystals, let's just say, the Ganesha crystal, removes blockages, means it opens up a pathway for you to communicate subconsciously. That's everything I've been doing and giving you, Negroes, since I got here. Love that, opening up blockages, which means these blockages and these things that happen to you are because of your thought, your self-doubting thought. And your self-doubting thoughts is nothing about when you learn information, your conscious mind starts to block. So it creates these self, I'm not good enough. I'm too clumsy. I'm not smart enough. I can't read good enough. And that becomes your reality because you programmed yourself, because your subconscious mind, this hustler, told you that's what you can't do. So you have to rebuild. That's what all the mantras are for, to say what you need to say so you can start to rebuild your God mind. You ain't doing nothing. No fucking work is rebuilding your God mind, not changing your fucking name and your fucking status messages. Rebuilding your fucking subconscious mind is the God work. God damn it, I've been here giving out tools. Ms. Blue been here giving out tools, giving the work. We need to stop fucking milking each other, pulling each other's nuts. You get what I'm saying? I love you, Ms. Blue, and I love you, Ms. Blue, and I love you back. That's nice. But at the end of the day, I know she's expecting you to make progress. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Progress.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Progress. You get what I'm saying? So it ain't just about love. Ms. Blue is a very lovable person. Don't I know it? But she's about her business. You get what I'm saying? You should be about your business. You can call your business whatever it works, but what I'm talking about is generic, and it's the way. It's the and what you get is a different thing. You're not supposed to get what I got. I'm not talking about
me.
This is the way and the only way. But everything I've studied, the process seems to remain the same. Whether they tell you straight out, or whether they tell you in symbolic form, whether they tell you in mythology, however, wherever, whatever, but it all leads to the same path. Know thyself. Well, what is thyself other than your own fucking subconscious mind? Can I get a witness? And so we'll end it on that. We'll let Ms. Blue close it out.
Yes.
Remember to email me for panicpack@hotmail.com, PanicPack. You can also sign up for the classes, find out information, get them herbs. Now more than ever, because like I said, I'm pretty caught up. So they're coming. A bunch of shit. Everything I have, just get a list. I'm always updating the list, and everything on that list is to help you do what we talked about tonight. Simple as that.
Right. There it is.
All right.
So, want to say thank you to you guys. We're about to walk into the after hours, so you know what that means for the rest of you. Download, download, download. We're going to keep going as long as we can here. So, peace and much love to you guys. See you Sunday night, Brother Panic, Occult Q&A, and so much more. Email Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com. So, for the rest of you, you have 19 seconds if you want to get in. Try to get in. If not, download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it on Facebook and leave a message. We'd love to hear what you guys got to say and keep doing your work, knowing your magic. We're going to keep going. We're in the after hours.
All right, let me say this again, too, for people who wasn't there in the beginning. A lot of what we found out through channel was the classes, and some of the stuff that Bobby's been doing, there was an elder amongst us, meaning he was into this circuit. He was into this. He was with us, and he made that transition. His name is C. Freeman L. Even on my YouTube, I offer one of his lectures, his classes, so you can see who he was there. He was very tall. Like his feet was like, I think, Alina was like 22 goddamn, you know, his size 22. And, you know, you have shit. Even when I put up, you see Bobby in C. Freeman L.'s classes, hands folded. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
C. Freeman L., he was coming through the last 2 weeks. And you know, I even seen a man in the store who was just that big, looked exactly like C. Freeman L. And then the information that's coming through this class is, like, insane. Like, I'm trying to figure out where I'm getting it from. You get what I'm saying? And when I talked to Bobby, he told me, shit, C. Freeman L. came 2 weeks ago. So that's when you hear this synchronicity, what you know is that means you line something up energetically, or something energetically is lining up. This is what you pay attention to. Now, what Bobby said, for years he had some items that C. Freeman L. didn't really get a chance to put out, but he's gotten. And they weren't going to deal with it, but C. Freeman L. came and said they would. Now, this is all interesting because it is a chakra chart and a chakra package. And next week in the class, or well, actually tomorrow now, we're going to deal with chakras. So the synchronicity. Now, he has this chart, and he has this last interview with C. Freeman L. And the chart
and the information that Bobby has is called Rhythm of the Moors, the Grand Morris Masonic Chakra Chart. Now, you got to contact Bobby, 678-358-1055. Let him know you heard it in the remix, and let him know that you heard Blue and Panic talking about it, so he knows it's updated based upon our transmission. 678-358-1055. And you, if nothing else, you'll get this goddamn last interview of C. Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll, and like I said, you want this chart. He explained this chart to me, and it's this picture of man, and it's real profound. And just the mere fact, he's sending me one now, just the mere fact that the synchronicity lined up. And what was interesting was in Atlanta, Bobby Hemmick did the lectures, and C. Freeman L. did the classes. So when I decided to do the classes, it all lined up with the energy for a perfect balance. You get what I'm saying? Now, like I said, a lot of things also have been coming through, and it's his energy. This becomes very important because, like I said, this is a guy who knows us. This is a guy who was with us. So that means he has a special interest. If he incarnated here enough to come down and teach us, that means he has a special interest in our progress. You get what I'm saying? Now, I already knew he was liking the stuff I was doing early on, because when he made the transition, maybe four years now, he then came to me and gave me a whole bunch of profound shit, which I've talked about. But so you're talking about very important shit I think everyone should have. You know what I'm saying? Bobby, he's waiting for this, because he asked me to mention this as well. He's always talked to Blue, and Blue's always mentioned Bobby in every show I've ever done, and I'm sure shows that I'm not even around, because Bobby has done so much for so many.
Myself included.
And him talking, about this is very serious, I believe. Very, very serious. So you want to contact him and we see what's going on with it. 678-358-1055. And want to see that. I didn't get a chance. He said he watched Superman 3 with Richard Pryor.
Mm.
He said they did a whole thing on the future. So by the next time I come on the remix, I'm going to break that down. It's something he kept telling me, watch it. And it's antiquated in terms of all the CGI stuff. But he said the statement that they were making, this black man on his computer, and he said they actually was making harp back then. So we're going to go through that and see, because they were making a reference to things that were going to happen in the future. So he was like, go and decode. I just didn't get a chance. There's so much going on with the class. But this is a very, very powerful spiritual class. C. Freeman L.'s energy is in the building. And just like tonight, I'll intend people, because I've seen Panic going in, Panic talking, Panic ain't stopping. That don't be me. That should be the spirit talking. So I need to have where that should come from. And with that being said, it's the same type of thing going in the class. C. Freeman L., a master teacher's energy. A master teacher's energy. Because I'm saying shit and I don't even know where it's coming from. You get what I'm saying? Fascinating shit. So you want to be here for this. You want to be here for this. Like I said, I have my sense in my own mind. But at the end of the day, the information is spewing out because you hear spirit talking. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And like I said, I'm no more special than anybody else. Anything that I've accomplished, you can accumulate enough light to do whatever the fuck you want yourself. We just need to understand what the fuck it is we're doing here. You get what I'm saying? No one seems to understand how to do this. They understand the fucking information, but not how to do this. Tonight, if you listen to what the fuck I said, you at least have a clue. You come to the class, you will know how to do this. You will never have to do anything else but this. And you will feel the power, feel the understanding. And that's what this shit is about. And like I said, you get it one-on-one. You see Miss Blue.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I say, if it's in you, it's going to be in you. You get what I'm saying? It's in you, it's going to be in you. And it's in Miss Blue.
That's fair.
So, you get what I'm saying? And like I've seen with Miss Blue, someone who was convinced, and she stayed with it. She stayed in the place of being convinced. That's why it's so easy for her to tell you things to convince you, because you're talking to someone who's convinced. When I talk to a lot of us, what I hear is a lot of people who are not convinced,
And I explained to you tonight where that came from. When your subconscious mind gives you, and just like the new guy who's into this,
your
subconscious mind gives you a message, your conscious mind is there to tell you no. That's why you get the angel and devil on your shoulder. You're talking about your subconscious and your conscious mind. So the devil is telling you, do it, be crazy. And then the angel is going, no, you don't want to do that. That's your conscious mind. The light, subconscious mind, the darkness. Out of darkness comes what? The light.
The light,
So
and,
the
know,
darkness is telling you something, and I'll just finish this point, Blue, before you go.
Yeah.
Like, the darkness is telling you something that is crazy, that is actually evil compared to what it is you think is normal. Remember, your idea of normalcy, reality, courtesy, morals, manners has been dictated to you. So your devil is saying, you need to get out these morals. You need to get out of what you think is good and right. Go ahead and do it. Then your angel is saying, don't do that shit. You're going to go to hell. You're going to suffer. You're going to do that. So what we're talking about is a conversation between the conscious and subconscious mind. So everything that someone does and says, panic, I did this amazing shit. Did I do it right? You just shot it down.
You just shot it down.
So when I met Miss Blue, what I heard was a person who just needed the information. He was very, strong in terms of convinced there was something more. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that what she was convinced was unshakable. You get what I'm saying? So she just needed the information to back up what she was already convinced of. And that was the greatest power. She was able, not only was she already convinced, what she was learning new, she knew how to convince herself. So she knew how to put herself in a magical mind based upon confidence, based upon her based upon shutting down self-doubt. Now, see, Blue dabbled in the motivational speaker thing. Now, understand the mindset that this would take. She didn't like that word, but basically, the standard motivational speaker, his whole thing is to shut down self-doubt. It's to say, why can't you do it? So she already had the energy in her where it was like, I know I can do anything. You get what I'm saying? So we need to adapt a mindset that I know I can do anything no matter how unrealistic it seems.
You get
what I'm saying? No matter how unrealistic it seems, because what's telling you it's real. Only your programming. You know, cats got four legs and dogs got two. You get a dog got four legs and birds fly. You get what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So that's what you accept, and that's why it's real. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's real. So Ms. Blue was a person who it was easy early on when we had a lot of conversation. It was easy for me to hit her with information because the portion of her that would question this was very slight. There was very few questions. And I said, well, what if? And then which was fine. It would allow me to elaborate. And then she said, okay, it's not about disagreeing, but she understood that it was possible. And that's what it takes. So that's the mindset that people need to start adapting. Any of this is possible. In the book, the Chaos book, nothing is real, everything is possible, or everything is permitted. I mean, you need to understand, motherfucking white boys say this as a mantra. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan flew. Niggas was
That
shit before he did it. So that's an excellent example. I'm glad you said that.
Yes,
excellent,
that's a really good one.
Because, let me tell you, because after he did it, the standard was from niggas to fucking jump from the foul line.
That's right.
Niggas didn't even
know
this existed. It wasn't
even
reality. When this nigga did this shit, now it's practically a standard. You get what I'm saying?
It's a standard.
Because once you see it and once you say, okay, I see it and this is real, then it becomes a reality. That's an excellent example.
I'll probably use that example of Michael Jordan forever.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So thanks, Sunshine Ra. Thanks, Sunshine Ra, for that. Because before that, it was everything was a motherfucking layup. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Was a motherfucking layup. When that nigga started jumping, they said, oh, shit. This is, and then every nigga could do it. It was like every nigga could do it after that. You know what I'm saying?
And that's I love that example though with Michael Jordan because he became that template. And I'll say for
me,
you're right. It was about convincing. I went to the point where I knew it was possible. One, you guys have heard the stories enough of my childhood life and all the crazy things and all of that. But what happened is I went from convincing to knowing.
Right.
And see, once you know, this is something, Tenek, you talked about on the show. Once you know, there is no doubt. Doubt can't live in knowing. Either
I'm glad you said that, Blue, because you'll hear me constantly reiterate, you just need to know just to want to know.
That's right.
Because if
that's
you know just to want to know, that's where the real change happens.
Yes.
If you have an agenda, if you have an agenda, what you're trying to do is fit your reality into the new shit you're learning. And
that's
not what you're doing. You're here to change the reality, not reconstruct the reality you have. You're here to change the reality and create a new reality. So this Blue was one who just, she didn't give a fuck about nothing else but just knowing. I want to know, I want to know, I want to know.
I want to know. It was the know.
That's where I spent most of my goddamn time. I've met people who really advanced, and they want to know, but they want to know because they're still trying to get against what they feel they know already. They're still trying to fight it. So you know, they're raised in the church, so they're still comparing everything to what it is they know. So they're still trying to rebuild their reality instead of trying to change their reality totally. Start from the ground up. So that's why I told that guy, you need to talk to your subconscious mind. I know I've been fucking you over all of these years.
Right.
Me and you in a new relationship. Meaning I'm not trying to understand more about there was no real Jesus. Who gives a fuck? You can find that shit out in Zygon.
Yeah, Google it. You can Google it.
In three fucking minutes. You can find that in one book. Kersey Graves, 16 Crucified Saviors. Done.
That's right.
And scene. You get what I'm saying? So so that's not hard to find. To keep reiterating it and speaking of it means just still trying to convince yourself of something.
Yeah.
Or you convince your top layer, your conscious mind, but you don't really believe in your heart. So you'll hear me saying like that. You talking that shit, but you don't really believe it. Because I can hear where it's coming from. I can hear if it's coming from your reality, if you're living a magical life, or if it's coming from your conscious mind. So consciously, when people start coming up to me, when I was giving out this flyer, oh, the sun is nutritious today, and all this dumb shit, I'm sitting there going, no, they're going too hard to try to show me a personality. You're trying to show the personality. The motherfuckers who are truly conscious and know it, you probably would never know. Their reality is you would never know. I cannot begin to tell you now that I meet more people.
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's so
you are nothing. You are nothing.
Like I thought you were.
You know, like I thought you were.
Thought you were,
Yeah, I said, no, don't get confused with me trying to deliver something to impact people with who I am. I'm the calmest, most fucking coolest motherfucker on the planet. Motherfuckers tell me shit every day, Panic. Especially Rob. Now that we drive everywhere, he said, motherfucker, he just said, I just can't get over it. I would have been done. You the humblest? And I was like, nah, that's how I always was. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe this shit. Like, he's like, nah, I wouldn't do this and this and that. And Rob is a mad humble, mad, you know what I'm saying? So I could fuck with him like that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Quite simply, like you go, it's not about even hating humanity. You just go beyond it. So you know, man, I know you don't like humanity. On here. It's like it's not really about hate. It's not really about love. It's not really about cheerleading it.
It's
more
about
just go beyond it. Yo, you've done this. You know what I mean?
When
is enough? Enough.
Yeah.
You've done
enough.
It, you know what I'm saying?
When you've gotten to the point, and I know you spoke about this a lot, I'll say it here too. When you know, it's not about being right or wrong.
Right. It's about creating the reality that works for
you.
There's millions of ways to one path, and that one path is right. So how would you find it? You find it. One way is not better than the other. What I gave you tonight was a methodology. This is a generic, general
understanding of what it is you're supposed to be doing. How you
right.
do it. How you do it.
You do it.
Is up
right.
to you. You get what I'm saying?
It's up
but
to
if
you
are not
right.
changing your subconscious mind, you're not doing nothing. You
you're
get
not
what I'm saying?
Nothing.
I'm gonna tell you, you're not doing nothing. You're only changing your fucking personality. And that's
yeah.
why you have hundreds and hundreds of motherfuckers on Facebook who act nice and their surface
yes.
is their surface is nice. But you say something that
right.
like I put up a picture of this dude from the Five Heartbeats. The one
yes,
Eddie Kane
Jr. That was yes, and I was
now somebody wrote this is somebody you know, everybody's just laughing. Wow, he looks like he never got high. Somebody writes, he's somebody's baby, you selfish motherfuckers. And I'm like, well, where's somebody's baby too? You know what I'm saying? So what you have is a clear example of this is not coming from their heart. This is something they feel they're supposed to say.
Right.
But it's coming
right.
out of a place of this fucking hate. Like, we don't get that here on Facebook you're supposed to say, oh, my goodness, somebody sent him help out of the fucking 75 million crackheads on the planet Earth. Yo, this
right.
is the same Michael Clark Duncan thing I'm talking about. No,
right.
so I've seen this dude in New York for years, and he's always coming out of hotel high when I see him. This is what he came to fucking do. And if he
right.
dies doing it, excellent fucking job. Get what I'm
yes.
saying? So, listen, like,
and
so because he was in
yeah.
the fucking Five Heartbeats, we owe him more compassion. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
it's
right.
the same asinine ass. You're talking about motherfuckers who talking about the fans. You're just a
mm-hmm.
fan of this shit. You grew up on this
yeah.
shit and it becomes more. It's personality shit you're talking about. John Coffey is no more special than goddamn
no.
John Coffey. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
A nigga in Wyoming named John Coffey. When
right.
See, but the key is what I differentiate is. If they came down and did something profound, it's clearly they tapped into some God
yeah.
shit. Or they can't.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in having a conversation with motherfuckers
right.
who are on a certain level of light. Because
right.
what I deal with is in-time spiritual events. I
yeah.
don't want to talk to John Coffey and he starts telling me, well, nigga, where am I? Where's Mr. Jingle? And all this. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Now, he may be
right.
all of these
yeah.
things. He may be all of these things. But whatever happened to if he is all these things and he makes this transition and gets where he needs to be and has something to share with conscious folks, he'll come to me and say it. Or he'll come to you and say it. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right, yeah.
Like I said, talking to the dead is not hot shit.
No, it's not.
It's
really
hot because you can't do it. You get what I'm saying?
It's
but hey,
right.
I've been telling you how to do it. Blue's
good.
Been doing it for you. You
yeah.
get what I'm saying? So you can
yes.
talk to him anytime.
You
get what I'm saying?
Right. Your
so
grandmother.
Motherfuckers like, you motherfuckers ain't shit for talking about this motherfucker who they don't even know. Who played the crackhead, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. He
it's fucking, this nigga was high in every fucking movie he's been in.
Yes. And
yeah, come on. Now let it go. You know what I'm saying? Let it go. You know what I'm saying?
He created
so,
his reality because the mind doesn't
know. I don't
even
answer that shit no more. I don't even answer that shit no more. All I do is just start taking motherfuckers off the friend list. And all the rest of it. Actually, these motherfuckers are friends of friends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers. Yeah, I work so hard to streamline all these fucking highfalutin, fake ass moralism niggas. Moralism L. Bay. You know what I'm saying? Moralism Pataz. You know what I'm saying? What fucking system of morals are you using that makes you feel better? Who are you impressing here?
Right.
What the fuck
right.
are you doing? Who are you?
Right.
Who are you doing this for? Yourself? Shit.
Yeah.
Work for Greenpeace, motherfucker. Go. You want
right.
to do something? Work for Greenpeace. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you, my daddy used to say, who are you trying to convince, me or yourself? Because
yeah, who
are
you trying to convince, me or you?
Yeah. Who you
right, who are you trying to convince, me or you? Shit, I find myself saying that shit still to this day, the motherfucking tourniquet. Now, who are you really telling that story to? You believe that shit, or you think I'm going to believe that shit? Either... Or either you smoking crack or you think I am. You know what I'm saying? Either you smoking crack or you think I am. You know what I'm saying?
I am, yes.
Right. You smoking crack or you think motherfucking I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching this goddamn Pirates. You know what I'm saying? I have the cookout, some of the kind. We watching the goddamn Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, now that's a fucking movie. If Barbossa died, I'm trying to contact Barbossa. You know what I'm saying? Fucking contact this nigga. Look, clearly, like I said, we might in the end, we might say, God damn, the Green Mile, it did have a bigger purpose. Maybe the purpose was for us to talk shit about it today.
I will say this. Yeah, he did have a greater purpose. I think it got shown here tonight, which was really, really a greater purpose. But a lot of times, too, and I know you get this a lot, so I'll bring this up, and I get it as well, too. Sometimes things are just for you. Like, sometimes things happen just for you. I never forget when I first started getting those channels with Kanye West's mother passing away. And Brother Panic was like, no, Blue, you're not supposed to find Kanye and tell him all of this. That wasn't it. So sometimes that can be confusing. People get these things.
That's exactly what we're talking about here.
Right.
Now, what we're talking about is this. Everything that you get is actually just for you.
Yeah.
If you're in a place where you share these things,
yeah,
then that's a different story. But for the most part, you still had close to 150, 130 something people in this room tonight, and they're not going to have a forum to speak about it, even though these same thing. So we're in the forum. So it's clear the work that we're doing is to speak to people, but it's not necessary for that part. Just telling that story is enough. So when you take, let's say, if you just look out this thing, like, okay, I'm here to talk the deeper parts of myself. And everyone is a part of you. All this energy is a part of you.
Yeah.
If it incarnates as Jimi Hendrix, Prince, and anybody the fuck else, that somehow the world recognizes and say, we must put this on stage. We must put this behind the camera. So you can say, goddamn, I've never seen a motherfucker play a violin like this. Now, you can see there's a special talent, and that's God force. It's coming from the subconscious. For instance, there was Damon Wayans had a show with Tisha Campbell. There was a little light skinned kid on that show. He was also in the TV show Heroes. Heroes were actually talking about geniuses. In real life, this kid is a certified genius.
He's a genius.
He was 3 years old, and in the crib, not able to lift his head. Used to hold his hands up and play the fucking piano in the air. He's a master pianist now.
Yeah.
So you have to say, he came here to do that.
Yeah.
That is
a
God force. Just because he's in front of a camera, like Damon Wayans, and the rest of them fucking idiots, half-idiots, doesn't really make them more special all the time. Now, just stopping there. When I say, I'll just look at it like this, well, John Coffey's gone. Now, the movie may have a bigger purpose. He may have a bigger purpose. We all have a purpose. They said it in The Matrix. We all came to do what we came to do. We cannot be conscious unless there's some fucking non-conscious person here. It has to be polarity.
Right.
Now, I say, if he did that movie, let's not even look at that movie. Let's say, God damn it, he had to take care of his kids, first movie. After he was in his height, he did a movie called School for Scoundrels, where this thing wore a full-blown dress. So it doesn't make me mad. It doesn't make me mad. Not going to heaven. Doesn't make sense. I don't want to talk to him spiritually because he wore a dress. All these niggas wore dresses. You know what I'm saying?
And I
prove that in the book that I'm writing. So it's not just that. I'm just saying, this is a man who's not smart enough to get my attention. He's just, the move he made is not smart enough. When he was at the height, he wore this dress. Meaning he went beyond that shit and still did it. You get what I'm saying? He did it when he went beyond. So I'm saying he's not smart as a man. If we had to talk to him, because I don't rule anything out, now wouldn't be the time to talk to him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, even if Sherman Hensley, for all these years, did these types of things, I still would be more interested in talking to him
because of his iconic status. Yes.
The mere fact that he was able to hang on for all these years and be a force to be reckoned with says a little bit more. You get what I'm saying? It says a little bit more. So it's not just because he was John Coffey. I'm looking at his body of work saying he hasn't gained enough light down here. Now, when he makes his full transition and goes where he needs to go, what he did down here may have a higher purpose that I cannot even understand. But then, because I talk to this level of light, we will know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But just going
right.
after him because he was Michael Clark Duncan
right.
is not what
crazy.
We do here.
Right.
Is not what
right.
we do here.
Exactly.
I knew Chris
right.
Lighty. I knew Chris
right.
Lighty as a friend before
mm-hmm.
all that shit when they were when it was him, Jerome, and another nigga, and they would just simply call the Violators. And what
mm-hmm.
I would tell you is this. I have no interest in talking to Chris neither.
Right.
So
right.
it's not about my personal preference here. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
what we're talking
right.
about is, you know what I'm saying? We're truly talking about levels
Somebody
of
said,
light.
Someone said another dress.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about levels of light here. You get what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying because a lot of times people will email and
mm-hmm.
sometimes they'll email me and say, well, ooh, I just came across this. Brother Panic needs to talk about this. No,
well,
it doesn't
yeah.
work
like
that
if,
way.
If John
yeah.
Coffey was that near and dear to your heart,
right.
hey, man, go for
right.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Go for it.
Go
right.
for it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go for it. But like
right.
I said, I if you're just saying, well, if I talk to anybody dead and I get wisdom, you're sadly mistaken. They was just here.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder for him because he was still at the prime of his life and his career.
Yeah.
You, know,
right.
you know, you got mm-hmm. every ingredient for him holding on. Now
that's
I watched
right.
this goddamn Surreal Life with Sherman Hemsley. That nigga looked like he was waiting to go. He didn't even
yeah.
participate well.
Be sure didn't.
Well, Florence Henderson said this nigga is here for the food. Florence Henderson said, I know this nigga, he was always greedy. So I said, shit, if I fucking contact Sherman Hemsley, know how much food I got to feed this nigga?
Yeah, you got to
yeah,
feed.
Come on, man. We need to think of this
yeah,
thing
feed.
A little bit more
yeah.
practical. You need to pick and choose. Just because a famous nigga died, like, is
That's
that the
right.
criteria? You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to
yeah.
upgrade. Like, I want to talk to a motherfucker that got something for me. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That got something. I mean, not saying he doesn't, because he may have
That's
something.
Right.
He may have
well,
something for
I mean,
you.
He served as a great example here tonight, if like you said, if nothing else.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
really
if nothing else. And most of that, most of what we see as corruption and all the rest
mm-hmm.
of that usually does. And most
yeah.
of it, like, you cannot be who you are without,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So his
yeah.
work may have been just open for discussion. Like I said,
That's
the
right.
biggest part of that is if he wasn't doing no magical shit and he was just a nigga just doing that, sitting in the cell, I guarantee you, we be calling them all sorts of bastards and motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of
yes.
step infectors and ain't nothing in here but us chickens and all the rest of
That's
that shit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But since he was blowing right. smoke and shit in niggas' mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? He's Jesus Christ. John Coffey equal Jesus Christ. Well, everything equal fucking Jesus Christ. Goddamn Jason Bourne is Jesus Christ. Jason is
right.
July, August, September, October, November born.
Right.
That's Jesus born. The dog days
right.
of summer. You get what I'm saying? So everything, this whole idea, geez, Superman was Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So, I mean,
it's
you know what I'm saying? It's like, it got to be Jesus. Who else the fuck could he be? A magical Jesus nigga. Oh, I was in a dream and I seen Mr. Jingles and he was a running. I don't want to see no Jesus story within that. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I can leave that one
no.
alone. And I was saying
yeah.
that shit before I was really conscious. I was like,
I
don't want to go through
like
this
that.
Whole movie watching that
yeah.
just to see a nigga suck out some fucking dirty shit and spit
right.
it in the air. Fuck all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I want to see us in our power. That's what I'm trying
That's
to build
right.
about sometimes. And you get very little of that as it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. So
see, remember, that's another aspect we could talk about. They're able to show Wesley Snipes in our power as Blade because he already put on that Wong Fu shit.
Yes.
So, and as I pointed out, the subconscious mind sees it as one entity. So the same way you see Blade is equal, you see Wong Fu with love, which shuts down that. See, the closest
mm-hmm.
nigga that they could hardly get, and there's things I found on Denzel, smaller mind control things. But he's always
mm-hmm.
conscious of what he does. You get what I'm saying? You know,
right.
he was conscious early on. So I don't want to do a love scene with Julia Roberts in Pelican Brief. They offered him Beloved. He said, no, give that shit to Danny Glover. He'll do anything.
Right.
They had big works from Beach. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
he's always kept that type of standard. I heard he's very meticulous with a standard. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, okay, and I've told you before this, too. Malcolm X came through, said he put his energy behind Denzel. So if the spirit also put his energy behind Denzel, I told you what you do and you act, the spirit sees this as well. So you acting silly or you acting foolish. Like I said, this is what I tend to get, but this is not the case all the time. If you're ignorant of it, you'll get a pass. Forgive them, Lord. He knows not what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't ignorant of it like Ving Rhames. And all you have to do is see Ving Rhames' tortured ass on that BET Awards thing when he was all drunk the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And you can see in his mind when there was no fucking acting there, shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And why? Why Ving Rhames? Because you can say, all right, Pulp Fiction got fucked in the ass and he didn't know any better. Then he did a whole thing on Willie Lynch, which was dynamite. What was the name of that movie? Terrence Howard.
Gosh, wait a minute. I'm getting ready to tell you. With Terrence.
Dynamite shit. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh, what is it? I know somebody in the chat room knows.
Yeah.
Them smarty pants.
Hold on, Blue. I don't want to move my phone. Let me run to the bathroom real quick. But
okay.
I'm going to leave my phone, so I'm pushing on hold 2 seconds.
Okay. All right, you guys. We're still live with Brother Panic in the remix, a cult Q&A. Someone said use the paper towel. Silly. We are live. Don't forget you can reach out to Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. To reach out for the classes, for the herb packs, and all of those great things, you can do that. You guys know how you can always reach me, questionforblue@gmail.com, www.msblueblast.com, and www.msblueblast.com/cards, CARDS, for the Kim deck, the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. Just a lot of great things going on. Brother Bobby Hemmett has the picture packet and the chakra packet. The chakra packet has the last sit down from C. Freeman L., who Brother Panic has been speaking about tonight, and also has the breakdown that C. Freeman L. did as well. So you want to get that from Brother Bobby Hemmett also. 678-358-1055 is the number to call. And I believe Brother Panic is back. I don't know how many minutes we have left. But I guess we'll keep going until then. Mm-hmm.
Yes, back in effect. Yes, so let me see where the battery's at. All righty. So, what was he talking about?
You know what? Are you still in the chat room?
Well, no, my computer actually shut down. I'm actually rebooting now. Overheated.
Oh.
I'm actually rebooting now. It's coming back up. But basically, like I said, we need to pick and choose what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it may be for you. It's not like because I say so.
Right.
It's not the contact. But you know, I would say we need to play our lane, player. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need to
right.
play our lane. Like I said, this is most people are basing this content in based upon fan base. You know what I'm saying?
So
I've
seen him pass away, but you know, I see where, like you were saying, so many people wanted you to contact him, but you know, and I'm glad that you were able to clarify it here. It's not just you contacting people just to be damn contacting.
Just to be
them.
Doing
that's
it,
not
right.
It, right?
I mean, there's how many people died in the world? So basically, you saying contact him, and it's more important. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he was in these movies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And really, that's driven by you being a fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's plenty of people with big hearts that died. You know what I'm saying?
Sure is, yeah.
Shit on the same day, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Greenpeace.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers that did nothing but help babies or whatever.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
You know,
so true.
That helped babies or whatever. So, I mean, okay, I mean, it's all good. I mean, just
someone
the mere fact.
Something in the chat room, they said that's like picking up the phone and randomly calling people that
yeah,
you don't
it,
know.
It, right, right,
them,
it,
like,
right. Just saying,
yeah,
well, yeah, right.
No,
you know,
was,
I'm trying to locate a high school buddy.
That. Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
right, named Sherman. Is this Sherman? Okay, then try the next Sherman. Hello, are you Sherman? Yeah. Did you go to fucking
no.
Andrew Jackson High, Wiretuga Bay in 1986? No, it's not you. It's like everyone will have something to say. You know what I'm saying?
That's
do you
right.
want to hear what every?
Great, great story.
Yeah. Do you want to hear what he has? I don't want to. I really just don't want to hear what he has. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't
so,
call it snobbery. Call it whatever. I don't want to hear what he has to say. I want to hear what fucking. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me. You may want to hear what he has
right.
to say.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's
I,
so
I
it's not. It's not to
say.
Shit on and say
yeah,
it's
no,
a low
no.
standard,
yeah.
but. Like, you know, your fucking pineal ain't broke. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The herb pack wouldn't be working. Fuck you. Get down
right.
with them. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Shit.
That's right. Do your
shit.
Magic.
John Coffey.
Get with him.
Sound like the drink, only spelled different. You know what I'm saying?
You're
stupid. Sound like the drink, only spelled different. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, fuck. Are you okay, Michael? What am I going to ask him? What's going on up there, Michael? Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. I wish I was down there finishing my career. I'm only 54. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Yeah, he was young. Yeah, he was young. And not to mention, he was in a coma for a long time. I remember when he first
oh, really?
Went into the coma. Yeah, he was in a coma. I mean, he had already made his transition before he went into the coma.
Right,
he had a
heart
attack the first time. And then the second time, I'll just say, you know, one of the things is significant is, you know, he was here to remind you of those lower energies in the heart, which has to do with those things that clench your heart. So, you know, he kind of went out. He was a heart man. Everything that he did tied to people with things that they felt in their heart. Really, we know it came from the reality of this mind, but. Yeah, he had a heart attack. He's been in a coma for a minute.
I guess he should have blew that black shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Should have. You know what?
I tried to help. You know what I'm saying? I tried to
what
help him.
What did somebody say? Oh, I'm not even going to read. They're in the chat room. But yes.
I tried to help him. I tried to help him.
You did. You did. You did. You guys. On the phone line. I don't know what y'all are doing. I don't know if y'all have questions, but y'all are still hanging in there with Brother Panic. As always, occult Q&A. And I'll say this so you guys will know. Don't forget to download. That's important, especially in this time. You need to download. Get these shows. It is, at this point, I don't even know what. Pages upon pages upon pages of information. It's shows upon shows upon shows to download. You need to do that. This show tonight with Brother
right.
Panic.
Right.
And
then you
all
can email me.
Shows.
Right. They can also email me and I'll give them a
yeah.
whole list of shows. PanicPack@hotmail.com for free. I'll just
for
send
free.
A list of shows. And I'll send you every
and
fucking
show
I've ever done.
And all you
got
to do is copy the link or click the link and it'll take you to the show. And you can download it, you can listen to it, and you can have it. So just about any subject. That
right.
you really want to know
right.
about, you can contact. People contact me all the time, and I'll say, Brother Panic has contacted, and Esther, you funny. they can contact you. Yeah, you telling me about that brother that told me I need to make a PDF with all of these shows. What?
Like, right, with them, said that shit like with authority. Like, you're not doing enough. I realize that you're giving all this shit for free. Why don't you go the extra mile?
Why don't you go the extra mile? You know?
Right. I don't feel like clicking. I'm too lazy to click and listen.
I'm too lazy. Do some more work, Miss Blue. I know you do the show twice a week. I know you do readings all week. I know you do the Kim Business class. I know you do the Blue Blast call. I know you do all of that.
Right.
But
I'm not
make
satisfied.
Make a PDF. Stop being lazy, Miss Blue.
Right, I'm just not satisfied. Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I said,
yeah.
I'm like,
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, I get emails and motherfuckers is like, dead serious. You said this goddamn email about some shit that happened like fucking 5 years ago. I don't know about that Michael Jackson transmission. I'm like, me neither. It was like 5 years ago. Fuck, I don't know about it neither anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm, you know,
like,
I'm somewhere else. You know
somewhere
what I mean?
Else.
Yeah. Like, and Mike really was trans. Dumb shit, too. It ain't even like it was profound shit. Mike, you have to look beyond black and white.
Wow. Wow.
I don't even remember. I'm like, look, motherfucker, if you're going to give me some advice, give me some good motherfucking advice.
Good stuff.
Yeah, but see, I mean, that's what we've come down to, thinking your fucking opinion is spiritual. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? Like I said, what I've tried to do
I don't
is
give,
differentiate
I don't give
between
opinion.
My opinion.
Opinion.
I differentiate
yeah.
between my opinion, and I try to give you something you can fucking study.
Yeah.
And find out for yourself. And you can form your own opinions
right.
on your own fucking
on your
watch.
Own
time. I've gone as far as to try to explain to motherfuckers the challenge where it is you get your goddamn opinions from. And
from.
If, even
that's
if
right.
that's valid. Fuck having
that's
an
right.
opinion. Everybody has a fucking opinion.
Everyone does. That's why I tell people.
I always say, don't just take my word for it. Here's how you do it.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
here's
I don't
how
give
a see what he says to
yeah.
you? You know what I'm saying? Fuck, you know, that's what he said to me. See what he says to you.
Right.
You're talking about fucking energy. You're not talking about fucking personality, you fucking moron.
Right.
He's going to say one thing to you and something to me. That makes it energy. Because
mm-hmm.
what I'm dealing with, what you're dealing with, is two different goddamn things.
That's right. That's
fucking
right.
Straight monkeys. You know what I'm saying? All of the monkeys. Fucking monkeys.
Yes, I don't give opinions, especially not when I'm doing readings, because to give opinions, I give my friends opinions, I give my children
right.
opinions.
Right.
I give
right.
I give
what bill you should pay first.
I know
I think
them,
we should pay
so
for the
I
think we should pay for the gas bill first. That's my opinion. Otherwise
that's, my
that's
opinion.
Just gonna be cut
yeah.
off. You know what I'm saying? I think we
yeah.
before we pay for
yeah.
before we need to pay this before the gas bill. You know what I'm saying?
We need to
keep the cable on.
My opinion is you need to definitely buy a flat screen TV for the living room and forget about the one in the bedroom. That's
right.
an opinion.
Right, stop that old, you know, that 19-inch big-ass shit bigger than your goddamn kids. You need to let
right.
that go. You know what I'm saying? Let that go. You know what I'm saying? I think you need to let it go. My opinion is we're going to do turkey burgers. My opinion is you need to put a little bit of lemon pepper on that.
Yes, and my opinion is water your grass twice a day, and if you have St. Augustine, you need to water it four times a week. That's my
right.
opinion.
Exactly. The spirit says, who gives a fuck what you do with your grass? You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck what you do? Fuck you do on your own time, nigga. Like, I only explain these stories to let you know what you can do, not how fucking badass I
right.
am.
Right. Right.
I only explain these things and say, this is when I test around, this is what happens. If you find it profound,
right.
good for you. If you find it ain't nothing, it's not like I'm waiting with bated breath to hear your fucking opinion.
Did you just say bated breath?
No. I'm gonna do why. I'm gonna tell you why I said that. Because my fucking aunt, yo, Kevin said that shit to me today. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like, she called, right? And, like, now, like, because I upgraded the phone. So now, if you can't answer the call, you could answer with, a predetermined text. So I'm like,
right.
hey, this is Patrick. I'm on the other line. I'll give you a call back in a little bit. So she answered the text back. She said, are you off the phone yet? Because I am here waiting with bated breath for you to return my call.
Oh,
I said, yo,
no.
she's crazy. But then
yeah,
you want to know how she's doing? Oh,
yeah.
I have a problem. What happened? Oh, my God. I'm like, what happened? I can't find my navigation bar. Calm down. It ain't a problem.
Oh,
okay, what I'm going to do? I see this, and like I said, stop talking. All right, listen. Can you open the browser? It's open, but I can't see this. And I was like, look. Right click. I said, where should I right click? Right here. I said, what do you see? Wow. Is there a check in? Yeah. Oh. Yes, you see navigation bar. And I see bookmarks. Is there a check? Is there a check near bookmarks? Is there a check near navigation? Yes. Oh, that's all I had to do.
Listen.
Wow.
If you guys don't know, this is Brother Panic's magical aunt, amazing sister, who started Fafa.
Oh, yeah, Fafa. I haven't heard about Fafa. Wow.
If you guys don't know what Fafa is, you got to go back in the archives, and you got to get that, because it was Aunt Yokevic who came on the remix and taught us how you can drink your own pee and heal yourself.
Right. Now, niggas asked her. They thought she was going to fess
right.
on that.
Oh,
she's like, what, nigga? She wild with that shit. Get to sipping. Have your cup. She said she went to a party, right? And niggas was drinking champagne. She said, I'll be right back. She said she was toasting these niggas with her own urine. You know what I'm saying? She said they were none the wiser. Niggas was all toasting. Cheers, clinking cups. She had a straight champagne glass full of urine. Her own urine.
And she tells you in the show how to do it because you can't get that first stream. Got to kind of keep the one in the middle.
She's a urinologist. You know what I'm saying? If you need to contact her, email me. She does. She has a whole book on asthma. That's what Fafa is. Shit to do for asthma.
Yeah. And really some stuff that we're talking about chakras. We're talking about meridians, which this has been a lot that's been going on everywhere. And she really goes into the meridians. You got to get the book. And she has charts and everything to really tell you, particularly those of you who have young children, how you can tell them or even yourself, but particularly what I found and just in the holistic sessions is children with asthma. And a lot of them,
right.
I recommend them to go to Fafa because she will show you through the charts and she's a certified registered nurse. So she's not just making this up. This is really her work, and she's brought this work to many different levels. And those of you in New York, she does classes and everything. But Fafa, she shows you the meridians, how you can literally massage, and somebody as young as 5 years old can do this, or younger, and stop themselves from having an asthma attack. And how to use that, how to massage in your hands, how to massage in your feet, all of those meridians that really open up the lungs, and you can teach your other children how to do it, all kinds of things. People's lives have been saved by Fafa. So we're talking about the real
she's bummed
side of it, but yeah, she's got
she's gotten kids done with asthma. She's gotten off of asthma. I mean, but to understand, like, she was conscious in the goddamn early 60s. You know what I'm saying? She's worked diet plans for Malcolm X and them. Like, see, this speaks to the subconscious mind. My grandfather was straight. He was a wizard, Harry. So these niggas ain't from church. My grandmother ain't from church. On the other side, my family's from New Orleans. Them niggas was in the magic. So, or regular, they understood the concept, but say that. So grandparents, both sides, none of them ain't got nothing to do with religion. So therefore, it was easier for me, I know it's spiritual, but it was easier for me to see these concepts and run with it. You get what I'm saying? Because I had conscious people in my family. It would have been harder if I came out to church because that's programming. And everything you're doing is dealing with the programming. My grandfather had altars and all sorts of shit. You know what I'm saying? And H.P. Lovecraft wrote in a magazine, which is very rare, called Weird Tales. When he passed, me and my aunt actually cleaned out his apartment. I got a lot of these Weird Tale magazines. Oddly enough, Billy the Kid in The Green Mile was reading a copy of Weird Tales in his cell. Oddly enough, because Stephen King wrote that. And Stephen King is one of Lovecraft's bitches. So Stephen King understands rituals. And Lovecraft first wrote in this comic, Weird Tales, these short stories. Now, anyway, so she's been conscious forever, my forever. You know what I'm saying? So this is a person.
Right.
And she was actually holding back on your show
because she was conscious for so long. I was actually telling her, niggas actually fucking grew up. All that shit he was trying to tell everybody, and they would start ignoring you when he was little. And guess what? Niggas is interested now. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is interested now. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because, you know, I remember the magnets, all that shit y'all niggas doing now.
Yeah,
magnets,
you know,
all this shit back in the fucking early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm looking at her, I just want to go outside and play. You know what I'm saying? She used to bring juices over that looked like fucking some shit from goddamn Lost in Space. Like that fucking robot.
I remember,
you know,
when you put some pictures up one time of her altar.
Oh, you know, that's her living room.
She had
a whole entire living room with nothing but statues and crystals and all this kind of shit.
Beautiful.
I mean, no, off the hook shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, insane shit. So, like, subconsciously, a lot of shit was easy for me to accept because I remember not even what she's taught me, just the imagery of her existing.
Yes.
So when I was able to start studying myself, I could always remember that type of thing. All subconscious program. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All subconscious. I mean, that's what the subconscious is key. So, no, when I tell you about a funny motherfucker, that motherfucker, she be telling me some fucking stories. She said, yo, your father went to Hawaii, you know what I'm saying? So he said, this is when there was no such thing as long-distance prices. So he fucking in Hawaii, charging back to his mother's house, fucking phone calls to my moms and shit. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, ain't no long distance. Hawaii, he calling on the phone, just, what you doing? Nothing. What you doing? Nothing. Fucking like $3 a minute. What you doing? Nothing. He said, what is going? This was the era where the phone company would rent you a phone. That's how important the phone was. She said, word is born. They came to my grandmother's house, you know, my father's mother. Yeah.
Right.
What was her maiden name? Miss Geraldine. You're going to need that phone back. They came in the house and took the phone back. So she calls my mother and them, like, look, you know what I'm saying? She calls my mother and them grandfather who was in the Necronomicon and shit. My aunt told me this, my other grandmother's telling him, look, he calling my phone bill. This nigga that calling your daughter, and they doing this shit, this and that. She said my grandfather never looked over his newspaper and said, well, look like that boy got a bill to pay. Them niggas wasn't chipping in for shit, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know what I did? I just called my pops. Ah! So why'd you do that kind of shit? Oh, man. I was in love. I said, nigga, that was some slovenly shit right there. This nigga said, oh, man, shit. I came home. This is his shit. And I just paid that bill. Threw it on the table. I said, where'd you get the money? He said, well, he had a car accident when he was little. He got ran over. So he said he had some money. He said, man, I paid that in one whop. He said, matter of fact, I carried that receipt in my wallet until the ink wore off that motherfucker. That nigga was cheap. You know what I'm saying? So anytime a nigga said, you ran up my phone bill, he'll pull out that receipt. You know what I'm saying? It was that fucking cheap. So where he watched Gignum, I called my mom's because he said my mom's worked at the phone company. And she was, and they had like a phone, like in the middle that anyone could use. He said they sat them all down and was like, who's been calling Hawaii? Nigga stationed in Hawaii. So he said the co-workers didn't dime because she knew he had a boyfriend in Hawaii.
Right.
He said, yeah, I was in love. I was like, yeah, okay. Y'all motherfucking love stories. Y'all got some fucked up love stories. Like, oh, yeah, you know. It was a blackout in 77, man. I took my bike, and I rode from Staten Island all the way through Manhattan over the 59th Street Bridge to Queens Bridge to see your mama. I'm like, nigga, come on, nigga. You could wait, nigga, you know what I'm saying? So, she can tell me the funny shit, you know what I'm saying? She said, like, my grandfather, this nigga was real fucking mean. She said, like, the three sisters, you know, my mother, two sisters, two brothers.
Right.
She said, so They arguing, my grandmother, grandfather. And she locked him out the door. So he's arguing, open this door, Bernice. Open this door. So he said, my uncle was telling me this. He said, yo, your mom was laughing. Niggas was telling her to stop laughing. But she woo-hoo laughing. Ooh, ooh, oh no, ooh. He said, his grandmother said, you think that shit's funny? He said he picked up and started using it as a battering ram. Boof. Head first. I said, Warren, what you doing to that child? Yo, I told my mom that shit. I said, I already, you're using your head as a battering ram. Shit. She started laughing. She'll giggle off of that shit. Yeah, that nigga did that shit. You know what I'm saying? All the mother, them niggas was fucking nasty in that shit. Them niggas was some nasty brothers and sisters. The whole shit. Like, I remember, like, just always being mad at my aunt. I threw her out of my surprise party, everything. For years, I used to always see her and be like, I don't like her. So I was telling her, what the fuck was that all about? She said, when you was little, I poured fucking water in your diaper. She said, she said it took you like 5 years to get over it. You know what I'm saying? She said, you woke up because I'm playing us. They used to play all these fucking practical jokes. So, before my mom got the crib, I'm the first one. So we in my fucking grandmother's house with this shit. They playing practical jokes. She said, yeah, I put water in your diaper. I'm like, it took you fucking years to get over that shit. Think about this. You remember that shit? You had a diaper on. You still remember that shit. I threw out my surprise party. Why is she here? You know what I'm saying? She's got to go.
Yeah,
one time I had a General Custer horse, like a big one. I couldn't find that shit. We went to her house, and that shit was on her wall unit. Oh, you talk about a nigga that fucking lost it. Oh, what is my shit doing up on her motherfucking wall unit? Ma. They had to take me to get a new General Custer. You know what I'm saying? Straight white man on a horse. Tell you, me and her, I knew her ass from someplace to fuck else. You know what I'm saying? I knew her ass from someplace to fuck.